Blog Talk Radio.
Well, he let his hat was a call. When he died,
sweet dreams of green. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by.
Oh, there's an American icon, Louis Armstrong. Wow. So I had to throw that one up there to everybody. Yeah, that's the man. No, Satchmo itself. Yeah, man. Wow. Yeah, man. Sorry I'm late, but the hell just put the hell on me tonight. Wow, man. I lost everything. We got hit pretty hard. It's heading towards Perry right now. Taking a look at the radar. But anyway, let me bring my co-host on. She's sitting there waiting. So let's see what she's up to tonight. Hello, Internet. How are you?
Hello, Ron. Still haven't got it right. Hello, Michael. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm not going to get it right. I'm going to start calling
you.
Yeah,
I think you're just determined that you're not going to.
Antoinette.
Antoinette.
I know toi, but no, I like O. Antoinette. Antoinette. I'm still going to call you Antoinette.
My grandchildren can say it properly.
Well, I'm retarded. I have a speech impediment.
Oh, right.
I've never learned right from wrong. I can't help myself. Wow, man. Yeah. Like, wow,
see, I'm going to have my granddaughter come and teach you how to say my name.
I need to. Antoinette.
Yes, my granddaughter can tell you how to say it.
Well, I'm telling you, somebody does.
And hello, Jay and Mark and Michael.
Hey, yeah, this storm is heading towards Perry. I'm sending him something.
Oh, boy.
It's heading for the Boot Hill of Missouri, heading for Tennessee.
Whoa.
So, he's supposed to be on another hour. I don't know. I don't know if he knows I'm coming on late tonight or I came on late. But, yeah, man, I lost everything. Internet, telephone. Yeah, no cell phone service, nothing.
I see they're calling for storms for us tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I don't get what you got. Y'all can keep that.
Yeah, we got another system coming in out of Kansas City. Gonna head our direction too. Wow, man, this weather's been crazy.
Yes, it has. Oh, good, my lady, Miss Lady. Would you like to say hello and tell Mr. Ron how to say your grandmom's name?
Yeah, how would you do that? Actually,
come here. Could you do that for grandma? Come here, baby. See, they got to hear everyone else except for you and your auntie. Come on.
My Aunt Jenny?
Yeah, they didn't get to hear her. Ow.
How about
wait a minute,
Cousin
say,
Mark?
No. Say hello. Say hello.
Hi.
Hey, baby
oh,
girl,
now you're shy?
It.
Say hello. Say hello. Tell them how to say grandma's name. Gabe talked. They
how do you say grandma's name?
Not going to talk. Now
Ron
you're shy. Sarah. Your daddy talked last night.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say my name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're ignoring me. Okay. Oh,
see?
Well.
See? There
not
you go.
Happening
see?
In the night.
You can't say it either. So there you go. I have
oh, she can
myself.
Say it.
I have proof I'm not guilty, Your Honor, of mispronouncing that name.
No, she can say it.
Oh, man.
She can say it, and she can say it perfectly.
Yeah, but I can't.
No.
How do you got that speech impediment? You can't, and
yeah,
I found
but
out.
But look, tonight you can't get her to say anything.
You, well, I
that's
found
really
out.
That's really unusual.
Today. You can't call me retarded no more. The new word is special.
Yeah.
Special.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a special kind of special.
I have been touched.
The only thing is, I don't know what you've been touched with.
I don't know either. Scientists are baffled.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, man.
Well, where are we going tonight?
I don't know.
Are we going to do open conversation since?
Yeah, we're going to do that, but I'm a, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no idea.
Well, I did put a link in the chat room regarding the alert for the warships.
Right.
They have gone to the Mideast.
Uh-huh.
The U.S. forces because of the closing of the embassies.
Let's see.
It's a short link, y'all. It's just a paragraph.
Well, check this out. Let me play this clip here. Maybe this might help us out. Let me start on this. Depends
okay.
on what it is.
Okay.
Give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, boy, this weather, that storm popped out of the middle of nowhere. Because I've seen nothing on radar earlier, nothing. And bam,
yeah, they do that, though.
Man. Yeah, I know. My garden, man, I'm scared to look at it.
Oh, it should be good. You said it was a hailstorm, didn't you?
Hailstorm, yeah. Yeah, they usually
yeah,
tear up quite a bit. I'm getting a report right now, 20 miles east of me here, they're getting hit with... hell, the size of quarters right now. 50 mile an hour wind. That's not. All right, let's play this clip.
Everyone, it's the intercept that the U.S. got that raised alarm bells across Washington was an intercepted communication from Ayman al-Zawahiri, the leader of al-Qaeda, back in Pakistan, the successor to Osama bin Laden. It was a Zawahiri communication to a leader in Yemen, a man named Nasser al-Wahishi. Wahishi was just appointed by Ayman al-Zawahiri as his number two. This provides an unprecedented al-Qaeda link between the core al-Qaeda from the 2000, the 9/11 era of attacks and the Yemen al-Qaeda. I want to explain to everyone why we're talking about this, because it's so important. We have this information here at CNN about the Zawahiri intercept over the weekend, and we at CNN decided not to report the details because we discussed it with U.S. officials. There were significant U.S. government concerns about attaching Zawahiri's name to all of this. That intercept from Zawahiri basically told the guys in Yemen, do something now. That was the alarm bell. So the U.S. was very concerned. But 24 hours later, let us be clear and transparent to our viewers. A number of news organizations, including the New York Times and the McClatchy News Service, have reported this information. This is now out in the public arena. So, you know, we feel now we can decide to report it. There is a lot of concern about this. I mean, Zawahiri has been out on the internet. He's been on websites. He's been complaining for years about his operatives not really doing anything. Now it looks like Zawahiri has made his move with al-Qaeda in Yemen. And this is significant to American security concerns because, as you know, Jake, it's al-Qaeda in Yemen that has been able to reach out and touch. Just think about that Detroit airliner attempted bombing of several years ago.
Well, that's always nice to hear, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I liked even more? The part where they decided that they shouldn't put the news out there.
Well, you know, that's CNN. You know, I can't.
Yeah.
You know, I don't buy
that. Well, that's mainstream media. So just letting us know that they decide, which is a good thing for alternative media.
Right, right.
You know, the more that is needed.
Huh. Yeah, I'm reading this link.
The more is needed of alternative news outlets, period. You know, just all forms of media outlet that is not, oh, what's the word I want to use?
Propaganda?
Yeah, and classified.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's classified. Right. Can't say that. Can't say this.
Yeah, right, so, right. Yeah, certain words, and you know they're picking up everything, even the show, every
mm-hmm.
cell phone call you make, every email you send, blah 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 blah. You know, it's just you know.
I told you I'm waiting for when my granddaughter gets older, and she comes and asks me, Grandma, what was privacy like?
Absolutely right. What was privacy?
Yeah. What was that like?
Well, they wouldn't piss people off. We wouldn't be in a situation right now. That's the whole thing. You know, and we're
well,
becoming.
Well, and if they didn't lie. You know, if you weren't lying and stealing
mm-hmm.
and hiding things, you know, just. Oh, my. You know, just the all around, just, you know, we're going to cheat you. We're going to, you know. We're going to treat you like you're nothing.
Right.
You know, basically, you're just the scum off my feet. So
mm-hmm.
wherever I go to walk and I stomp on you, then, you know, that's how I will dust you off because I may need you to clean house or something.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's, you know, that's how they're treating us. And people, you know, the bad part, people still ain't getting it. You know, I mean, man, you know.
No, but it's our youth that we really got to reach.
Right.
You know, which is
right.
good that we have, you know, people like Michael. I
mm-hmm.
assume Jay and Mark that y'all are fairly young, too.
Right.
But, you know, we really need to reach the youth because they still have to carry on.
Right.
You know,
yeah, once we're out of the game. Right.
And then also, well, you know, they're at the childbearing age and or have small children. You know, where they have to teach and explain all of this to their children,
mm-hmm.
and they're feeling the brunt of things, even though right now they may not think they are because, you know, they're still free to go clubbing or, you know, doing whatever
right.
it is. But I feel bad for these young people because they're faced with how many wars are you going to keep sending us in, and are you later going to call for a draft?
Right. Well, that's when the, oh, man, I hate to talk about that. But, you know, I cannot remember in my whole existence on this earth, we have not been at war somewhere continuously.
Well, even within ourselves. You remember the war on drugs, war on poverty, war on something. You know,
mm-hmm.
it was always some little declare a war, even within
right.
the states.
No, it's never declared. It's never declared by Congress. It's always been executive order. You know,
yeah.
And them going wild with our credit cards and, you know, spending all our money. It's kind of like, you know, you wake up one morning, your daughter's pregnant, and the boyfriend does hold your money.
Not my daughter.
I mean?
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Yeah. Yeah, you wake up, your daughter's pregnant, and her boyfriend's got more tattoos than a road map. Yeah.
My daughter is still my baby. Don't say that.
Well, my oldest son has kind of said he don't want to have no children. You know, so I don't know how that's going to go. I said the same thing, too, and look what I got. You know.
Well,
there you go.
Since y'all spoke to mine, I'm going to just be silent.
What?
No, I never said I didn't want any children. I always wanted children.
Yeah.
That was something I always wanted. And
you're
I always look forward to
pay.
Being a grandmother, and I just love it. I love being a grandmother.
Well, I mean, I like being a dog owner, too, you know.
Oh, well,
the side of your face, you know. You gotta worry about the child support. You gotta feed it, but, you know. Easier to maintain.
Yeah, do you take your dogs to the vet and stuff like that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I know when we were coming up, we didn't take ours to the vet either.
No.
And it didn't
no.
get dog food. It got scraps.
Well, my dogs get about everything you can give them, but, you know, of course, they get scraps and what have you. I'm not a wasteful person.
But, of course, we had one dog. His
mm-hmm.
name was King.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, my mother treated that dog like he was a king. My mother cooked for that dog every night. Now, she may not cook for us.
But
we may have sandwiches or go to McDonald's or have a TV dinner. But she would stand in front of that stove, and she would cook that dog. My mother brought sirloin, ground sirloin. She never brought
uh-huh.
hamburger, ground sirloin.
Oh,
the
my.
Dog had ground sirloin.
Mm.
Every night she would stand there, and she would cook for that dog.
Oh, my. Well, my sister-in-law, you know, and my brother, when he was still alive, they used to feed their dog every day sausage, biscuits, and egg from McDonald's every day.
Wow.
Every day. Fed his dog the sausage. And she was a waitress, so she got sausage from work. Always fed his dog sausage. And this dog loved my brother. I mean, that dog was loving me. It was a mean bastard. It didn't like nobody. But anyway.
Guess
all
he had to do was bring him McDonald's.
Yeah, but that ain't good for a dog. It just ain't good for
it. It was not good for a human.
No, right. But anyway, when my brother died, about a month later, the dog died. And she thought, the dog was so lonely, you know, because Bobby was gone. The veterinarian says, the dog died from just heart failure. That's what killed
the
dog.
Yeah, I can believe
it. Too much fat in the system. And said the blood was so thick, you could put it on with a speckling trial. You know, that's how thick the dog's blood was. So they killed it. And I told her, I said, you killed the dog. I about told her you killed my brother, too, while he's at it, but, you know.
Ron.
Well, she was a disabler, man. My brother and I had to get up for nothing. I mean, she, whatever he wanted, she got it or did it, whatever. You know,
oh,
I mean, it was
okay.
Crazy. She was
that's
an enabler, big time. Right,
well,
right.
Well, she loved
so.
Her husband. She was just.
Yeah, no, but
she was
killed
doing
him
the best that she could. She was taking care of him.
Well, I don't know.
Our dog, King, the one that my mother cooked for, my mother made beautiful hams. I mean, they just look like something out of a magazine, you know, with the glaze and the pineapples and, you know, the clothes. I mean, just beautiful. And it was for New Year's. And it was sitting on top of the stove, and we went out. And my parents had just got new furniture.
Oh, no. I don't like where it's going.
Lord, we came home,
and
King done jumped up on top of the stove. He done got the ham.
Oh, yeah.
So he said, ate some of the ham, and then he had nerve to be stretched out on the couch. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my. Yeah, that dog had it. He was the king. He was the king.
So needless to say, we didn't eat that ham. And my mother went over to her sister's house and got her ham, which, you know, of course, she could not pass that off to my dad or even to us that was her ham.
Right. I couldn't fool you.
But needless to say, the dog ate good. King ate good.
Oh, yeah.
But he got sick after that, too.
I bet he did. But, you know, but I got one for you. When I was about, I think, 12, 13 years old, we was going to Thanksgiving dinner at my sister's house, okay? Her mm-hmm. husband's house. And anyway, it was like a 40-mile drive to get to their place. It was way out in the middle of nowhere. And anyway, so we get there, and, you know, we're carrying stuff in the house and blah, blah, blah. And my sister's sitting there in a recliner with a cigarette with her legs crossed, madder than hell. I mean, just straight up pissed off, you know? And mm-hmm. she goes, well, dinner's been canceled. And my mom goes, what do you mean dinner's been canceled? She goes, it's been canceled. She goes, I got everything but a turkey. And my mom goes, what are you talking about, Diane? And she goes, I went to go take a piss, and Baron got the turkey. Baron. Dog's name, Baron. Baron was a Saint Bernard. A Saint Bernard, right?
Oh, and they're beautiful dogs.
Right.
We had one of them when I was little. We called him Frisbee. We used to ride him as a horse.
Yeah, that's the way he was. But he swallowed a 22-pound turkey. Swallowed it.
Well, they big dogs. I guess he did.
But they don't much when they get bigger. Like that. They don't as much as they do when they're puppies. They'll go through some groceries. But anyway, so we had to drive back 40 miles back to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken. The only thing was open to buy some chicken for this dinner.
My sister
wanted to shoot that dog. Yeah, but man, it was something else. Anyway, she kicked out the bathroom.
We had this dog named David.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I believe my grandparents had that dog trained. Because I'm telling you, that dog will be there at the bus stop. You know, you could be, the bus could be driving past and you see the dog running up to the bus stop. And if you tried to go any direction other than the house, he would start pushing you to go the other way. He was there waiting for you, tail just a wagging and everything. He was a collie, I believe, a mm-hmm. black and white collie. His name was David.
David.
But the dog was always there.
Well, my granddaddy had a German shepherd named Rex. And
that's what King was. He was a German shepherd.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, my grandparents lived on a lake, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you got in that boat and you take that dog, he'd swim out there to you. He'd swim completely across that lake to get to you. So you could never leave without him. He just wouldn't stand for it. But he was a cool dog. He was something else. And he was pretty old when he died. He laid out there on the dock, and he passed away. That was kind of crazy. But he laid down by the dock by the boat and just died. But he's about 15 years old. He's an old man. He was a good dog. Yeah, laid there on the dock and died. I'll be damned.
Well, you know, I tell you, if we could have these dogs that have some sense, tell them what to do about these wars, maybe we'll be in a better position.
Well, these people, the people's the problem. People could think like a dog, we'd be a lot better off. You know,
yeah.
Like I said, all fun falls under greed. You know, greed is an ugly word, too. That's worse than the F word to me sometimes.
Yes. Now, do you think that this is still a false flag, or do you think that this is the real thing with these warships going into the Mideast now?
I don't know. You can't believe anything they say anymore.
No.
You know, ever since 9/11, their credibility's shot to hell. It is.
Yeah.
It's not
but
what,
does
you know,
this have anything to do with Benghazi, or, you know, is this behind Snowden and his reports that he's let out? You know, is Russia and China going to intervene in this? I mean, how do you see this playing out, or how does anyone in the room, where do y'all see this going? I'm just really curious because
It's an intention to go to war. I think it's an intention to go to war. They're trying to start shit. That's what it seems to be. Who knows what's the credibility of this actual being, you know, that we've been threatened.
Right.
You know, people are getting more skeptical, I should say, Antoinette, nowadays.
Yeah. Because you question everything now.
Right, because you've been lied to so much. You know, like I said, you can keep doing the wrong thing as long as you think you can, but eventually it will catch up with you. You know, it's like a thief will continuously keep stealing until they get caught, but they always do get caught at the end. You know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with this government. It's just like they just continue want to keep this type of conflict going on. And there's like it seems like they don't really negotiate no more. They just jump the gun. Let's go. But the thing, like economic collapse, which I believe is going to come. People are starting to wake up to that now. Finally.
Yeah.
But you're a little late. You need to get a little ahead of the game. But like I said, I think it's going to be a false flag deal. It always has been. I don't think there's ever been any legitimate deals anymore. I haven't seen one. You know, from all reports.
I haven't either.
And
well,
the sad part, we don't find out
that
after the fact. After the fact, Antoinette. what I'm saying is, people are more skeptical nowadays. This is a different world, different generation. This technology they thought they're going to be able to control everybody with is turning against them. It done did. It's too late, you know.
They desensitized, the majority of the young people now through these video games that are so violent.
Right.
When my oldest son first started out, it was, what was that? That little handheld thing. Not handheld, but Sega, not Sega, before Sega, before Nintendo.
I remember a little football game.
Where you could play table tennis and all of that on there.
Pong. ColecoVision.
No, it was something else. I don't remember what it was called.
Atari?
But then after that, I remember when Nintendo came out.
Atari. You're talking about Atari 2600?
Yeah, the Atari. And then, when Nintendo first came out, the graphics weren't as bad, But, oh my goodness, as it progressed over the years, the things just look like you were in a movie or something.
Oh, yeah. It's much better nowadays.
Better?
Yeah.
Oh,
graphics are much
terrible.
Better. I mean, it's more like reality type feeling,
Yeah, and that's what's terrible.
Well, it's only the beginning. But actually, when it first came out, the first video game came out was Pong. Was the first game, like table tennis game. That was the first one. And it was introduced by a company called ColecoVision. It was a black box, FW TV, and it's all played was Pong. That's all to play. But that was the first video game.
Oh,
and
so
now,
we had that at home. We had the table tennis and the pool table, so.
Right. That was the manual one where you had to physically do it. You didn't have to turn a knob.
That's what we had to do. We had to manually do it. And the big thing then was, your paddles, the pool paddles, not the pool paddles, the ping pong paddles and stuff like that,
Right.
Having the special ones. And, you just thought that was just the greatest thing in the world. And
right.
Then the special cases for the pool sticks and them, And now, Lord, do they still have pool halls and stuff? I mean, I don't know. Do people still have pool tables?
We had one here for a while, but they didn't last long. It was open for about 2 years, and they closed up.
I never went into a pool hall. I never had to. We had it.
Right.
And I just went downstairs in the family room and there it was. So,
Like arcades are a dying thing. But we have a lot of arcades in Branson, tourist area, tourist trap, I call it. But we have a lot of arcades, stuff like that, air hockey, stuff like that, and all the video game deals and little rides. And, of course, we have amusement parks here, too, and all that stuff. But like I said, I don't live close to Branson. I mean, I'm 40 miles away from Branson. I'm in the outer rim of it. But... Yeah, I hate going to Branson. I hate going to that town. A lot of people enjoy coming here. We get a lot of people come here to see Branson. But to me, I've been here forever, so it's just another town to me, more or less. And I've never was one to get into theme parks. You know, I've been to Six Flags and all that in Disney, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah, we have Six Flags.
It don't turn
and
me on.
Jersey just, here.
It just don't do nothing for me, you know. You know,
well,
I find, I don't know, maybe I'm an old bastard, you know, or old fuddy-duddy, whatever they call them. But I've been like that since
well,
I was a kid,
look,
man.
Well, look, not only is the United States that it ordered its warships in the Middle East
mm-hmm.
for a possible attack by Al-Qaeda, but also the Marines in southern Italy and Spain were told to be ready.
Well, here's the deal, I think, okay? Al-Qaeda
mm-hmm.
ain't shit compared to us. They ain't got the capabilities. They don't have the hardware like we have. And the stuff they do have, we gave to them.
Yeah.
You know, so they really ain't shit to us. You know, yeah, a terrorist attack. So they take out a couple thousand. Why not? You know, they know we have nobody to blame but themselves. You know, this government. You know, they allowed this to happen. They've caused it. You know.
Yeah.
You know, I got so many people pissed off at us, which is crazy. We have a lot of reason to leave here. You know, I don't think any presidents run the country anymore. I just don't think they
no,
run
No, I don't think so. Do we have anyone on the line?
I don't know. Four of us in the chat room, that's it. It's a slow night on Blog Talk Radio, this show. Nope, just
well,
me.
Well, also, see, they was expecting us an hour earlier, so.
Right, right. As a matter of fact, I'm still cutting out a little bit on my Skype, so if I lose
yeah.
you, I'll try to reconnect as fast as I can. And I talked to Perry a little bit earlier today. I believe he's coming on at 10, I think. I don't know. I'll
mm-hmm.
have to watch out for Perry. But, because I booked this for 2 hours, but I figure we'll cut off about 10 o'clock. So
yeah,
jump
well,
on
that's in 15 minutes, 17
right,
minutes.
Right, 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 about 15 minutes. Because, I mean, there's nothing I could do, guys. I just could not get on. I couldn't do nothing because I was ready to schedule. And it wasn't doing nothing at the moment. And all of a sudden, bam, we were done. Disconnected. Internet was gone. And then after
yeah.
that, the power went. And, you know, and I grabbed my phone, and it showed I had no signal. I had no bars, nothing. I said, what in the hell? Because I didn't think nothing was coming. You know, it didn't seem like it. Because the sun was
yeah.
out. It looked fine. And this is about
yeah, well,
right.
Sometimes
I'd
that's
say,
the way how those storms do.
Yeah, it's like 6 o'clock. So we were getting hit somewhere else, which was causing disruption here. You know, way.
Yeah,
way
see,
from
if you had arthritis, you would have known.
Right, right, right.
Look,
but
I could have told you.
But before I lost internet, I had people saying, you know, ask me if my power was out. I'm like, man, my power ain't out. Mine's fine.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man, it came through pretty quick. We
Jay, do y'all want to come in and tell me how y'all feel about these warships?
Yeah, call in. We don't.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I thought I heard someone.
I don't know. Just me and you on the board.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard someone.
Uh-uh.
I thought I heard Michael.
So you're hearing things.
Yeah, I'm getting old, y'all.
That's what happens after you hit 40.
Well, you're over 40, so. what are you?
Yeah.
I seen 40 a long time ago. Well,
yeah,
no,
so,
actually, I said goodbye to 40.
So
not
far
too
back,
long
I can't
ago.
Remember.
It's been a minute or two.
Yeah. I'm surprised I've made it this long. I really am. I'm surprised. I really am.
Well, I'm surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I was the one who they wasn't expecting to make it.
Well, yeah, me too. And I figure God's just pissed off at people and want to make sure he gets back at them by leaving me here.
Nah, I think God wanted me around to raise my children.
Yeah, well, I done did that. You know, I've done growed them, you know, or, you know, put a little miracle grow on them, and there you go. Boof. It's over. But last night, I was on Vern's show for a while.
I've never been to that show. I don't even know who that is. I keep hearing y'all talking about Vernon, but
uh-huh.
I don't know who Vernon is.
Vernon, that's all I know.
And does he have a show name? Or, you know?
Yeah, VCL or VLB or VCB. I don't know. Something.
Oh, see, that doesn't tell me a thing.
Well, I'm too old to pay attention to that kind of stuff anymore. Details. You know? I want to be like the old man with the cane screaming at the kids. You kids, get out of my yard!
Oh, see, look, I haven't started that far yet. But I will. No, sweetheart. Because
baby girl back.
You get
that too. Smarty. She's going to ask me what? And plus, because you can't open them.
What?
She wouldn't know she could have a popsicle. I said no. And
what do you mean no?
No.
What do you mean
it's
no?
It's too late. And she
what
said, plus, because you can't open them.
Damn. You're a bad grandparent.
No, I'm not. I'm a good grandmother.
The evil grandmama. Don't take me to grandmama.
No, I'm not.
Don't take me there no more. She mean,
no.
Man.
No. Oh, no, she would never say that. Some mom buys her boxes and boxes of popsicles. I keep popsicles for my grandchildren. Then I try to make sure that they have some at home and everything else. So
you're double batting on it. You're double hitting her, okay? One, you're not giving her none. Two, she shouldn't have it in the first place because of the sugar content. The teeth will rot out of her head. So you're just a bad grandma. You're a bad grandma.
No, I brought apple juice popsicles. Thank you.
I need to turn you into the, who's in people called, AARP.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving her a popsicle at 10 minutes to 11, and she'll be bouncing all over the place.
Give her a beer. She'll be all right.
I don't have beer in my house. And if I did, Lord knows I wouldn't give her a beer. Now, you're talking crazy. Think I'm going to give my grandchildren a beer. They better not even know what a beer looks like.
Well, you know, the old way, you know, people used to do when a baby was teething is put whiskey on their gums, you know. Brandy.
Yeah.
Brandy
and Paracork.
Yeah.
And then they stopped doing Paracork because that was opium.
Uh-huh. It worked. I'll be damned.
Yeah. I used it for my oldest son.
You can't have that no more.
For my youngest son, you couldn't get it anymore.
Right. My doctor and me, we always have it out, you know.
And popsicles. Popsicles work for everything.
Oh, yeah. I buy them, too.
You know, when they're teething. No, seriously, an orange popsicle.
Right.
And let it go across their gums, and it will numb it.
Yeah, the cooling help. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, my youngest son has a girlfriend, has a little girl, you know, and she calls me grandpa, you know, my wife, grandma, grandpa to him. And I learned my lesson.
I see you old fogey.
Well, I know it ain't my biological granddaughter, but.
What difference does it make? It's yours.
Yeah, but I learned a lesson about it. Do not take them to Walmart. Don't ever do that. That is taboo. Do not take a grandchild to a fucking Walmart, ever.
Don't take them to a store.
Well,
you're in trouble even if you go to a dollar store.
Especially to a Walmart, you know. I usually go to Walmart, if I go to Walmart, which is very, very few times ever. I go in directly to get exactly what I want. I do not ponder around your bullshit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All the sweatshops. I call them sweatshop shelves.
Yeah.
But when I go in for the Target, one thing I'm wanting is one or two things most of the time from Walmart. Toilet paper and dog food, if that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we take her to Walmart, and we're walking towards sporting goods, automotive. But, you know, along the path is toys, the toy department. And they're over in bicycles. And I walked away. I was in somewhere else looking at something else, and they're in the bicycles. Well, guess what?
What's
you know, there here comes the new bike. Bought her a new bike.
Mm-hmm.
But then when she got that, she had to have this and that and this and that to go with it. So when I was going to spend maybe $20-$30 at Walmart, I walked out swiping that plastic for about $300-something by the time I was done. So I said, that shit don't work. So another time come, and we had to go to Walmart, and she was with us. And I told her, I said, look, her name's Autumn. I said, Autumn, we ain't got no money to spend here at Walmart today, so we ain't going to go crazy, all right? And she goes, Grandpa, don't worry about it. Grandma's got plastic. Oh, God.
Look, y'all take a look at that link I just put in. See the Syria militants kill 450 Kurd civilians. What are Kurds? Kurdish civilians. What are...
Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
I can play this. So hold on a second.
Good. But you have to turn it up.
I'm working on it.
Now, war crimes fallen back to insurgents.
It ain't want to load up very fast, Antoinette. Let's give it a second. Well, I'm not. My internet speed's low because of the rain and storm.
Syria, a new video surfaced online showing militants from the Al Qaeda affiliated group Al Nusra Front setting Syrian Kurds on fire. We must warn you, because you're about to see contain graphic images. The video shows insurgents pouring a flammable liquid on three handcuffed, blindfolded men who are reportedly Syrian Kurd soldiers. The militants then push the three into a fire they have made. But we cannot independently verify the authenticity of this video. Meanwhile, reports say the Al-Nusra insurgents have killed and injured an unspecified number of civilians in Tal Abyad in Syria's Raqqa governorate. The victims have been women, children, and the elderly. Fighting between Kurdish fighters and Al Qaeda linked groups has been escalating in northern Syria in recent weeks, with the insurgents killing and kidnapping many Kurds.
Well, that's lovely.
Yeah.
That's real good. It's Al Qaeda's everywhere, apparently.
Yeah.
They're
but
one
you
big.
See where the insurgents kill women and children and the elderly?
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah. It says here, on Monday killed 330 women and elderly men as well as 120 children. Wow. Where are you going with this, folks? You know, that's why I'd like to ask them, where are you going with this? Nowhere. You ain't getting nothing done by it. It's sad. It's real sad.
Yeah, well, the only thing that is happening is just that it's lives that are being taken. I mean, and whatever minerals and resources that they have in these countries that they want, and I guess also population control.
Well, what is population control? What is the problem? You know, it's because people are using stuff? Are using too much stuff because you want it all for yourself? You know, man.
Yeah, we're back to that word, that bad word again, greed.
Uh-huh, right, exactly. It all goes back to that every time.
Yes.
You know, it's psychotic. It's to the point of being psychotic. Why would you want to do that to somebody? What is the reason? What is the purpose? What are you gaining? You know, You know, it's always over religion, or, well, which comes back to that money thing, greed again. So whatever it does comes back to greed. Somebody wants something that you have, and they're going to kick your ass and get it and kill you for it, which is completely worthless. But they do it all the time. And, you know, the lies, deception. I mean, it's like we live in a soap opera world. We live in a live reality soap opera. That's what we live.
Unfortunately.
And that's the crazy, man. That's the crazy shit.
It's all made for television.
Yep, to entertain. Now let's bring on a Skype caller, see who we got.
Okay.
How's it going? Welcome to the Ron Rex Show. How are you doing tonight?
Okay, maybe they're just listening.
They're just a listener. All right, that's cool. But, I just, you know, what's going to be next? Every day it's some war issue. We're going to some war all the time.
Yeah.
And, of course, that the I say the bankers have control of it.
Yeah.
They want it to happen. They want to keep it. What is,
that video, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars?
Mm-hmm. Right. Matter of fact, I want to see if I can find something here, and I'm going to play it for everybody. It seems to get more retarded as we go along, and this deal with Snowden, you know, and in Manning, too, but they just hate that, don't they? They just hate to be transparent.
Yes. You're a bankster, Michael. Michael Hood said he's a bankster.
Is he a bankster?
That's what he said. Well, Michael, call in and tell me about your bankster self.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah, I like to know how that works out. And
yeah, come and give me the details. Call and give me the details, dear.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay, hang on a second, guys. Put this clip together. All right, I'm going to play this clip real quick, so hold on with me.
The following is a fictional story of events that may happen in the near future. 8 a.m., New York Stock Exchange. It's a cold, breezy day on Wall Street. As markets await the Federal Reserve's announcement for QE4, futures are up significantly. The Dow Jones just breached its 2008 high of 14,164. Gold just hit an all-time high of 2,900. Silver just breached $100 per ounce. The dollar index is holding at 53. With official unemployment at 16.3%, there's a nervous feeling on Wall Street that if this doesn't work, the world could implode into a depression that will last for the remainder of the decade. 8:19 a.m., Beijing. Chinese officials announced that they can no longer allow Washington to devalue their holdings. After making their concerns private, China accepts that Washington will never stop paying its debt with inflated currency. China makes an official statement from Beijing. Quote, "We have made our concerns known privately for some time. With QE4 about to be announced today, China will have no choice but to stop purchasing U.S. treasuries. We have allowed Washington to try to work through their imbalances for 4 years. But with global inflation and U.S. consumers rapidly shrinking as a percentage of global GDP, we feel that a Western recovery is unlikely until they reform their entitlement programs." 8:45 a.m., New York Stock Exchange. Upon hearing the statement from China, Dow futures have a sharp reversal and begin to drop. Gold leaps past $3,000 per ounce, up $150 per ounce in the last 26 minutes. CNBC awaits a statement from the White House. 8:50 a.m., Washington, D.C. The president makes an official statement to calm investors' fears. He tells Americans that he has spoken with several G20 leaders. They have assured him that they will continue to increase their purchase of treasuries and believe that a strong U.S. economy is the only thing that will bring back global prosperity. He has also spoken to Chairman Bernanke, who assures him that a strong dollar will be the result of the war. The president also reminds Americans that his recent New Deal recovery programs that he passed through executive order will increase the likelihood of a lasting recovery. He also notes that Beijing, since 2009, has slowly been reducing their holdings, so the impact will be minimal. 9:51 a.m. New York. Dow futures fall 850 points in the first 20 minutes of trading. Markets are halted for 1 hour by the authorities. 10 a.m. Main Street, America. The news about the stock market in China has now spread. A panic begins to set in, and unprepared Americans rush to the grocery store. In an attempt to purchase food and water, Americans that didn't know what was going on are alerted by all the news stories and panic buying. Within 50 minutes, there is a nationwide rush to the stores. Empty store shelves in America become a reality. 10:52 a.m., New York. Markets reopen and the Dow Jones resumes its collapse. Investors around the world join the sell-off in bonds and stocks and begin to purchase commodities. Unlike the panic of 2008, this time commodities are seen as the only safe haven from the dollar crisis. 11:30 a.m. New York. The Dow falls 1,700 points since reopening. Trading is halted for at least 2 hours. The Federal Reserve injects $200 billion into the markets and announces that QE4 will be delayed until further notice. Congress has called back to D.C. for an emergency joint session. Some members of Congress are saying that they consider China's statement a financial attack. 12 p.m. Main Street, America. Several cities begin to see civil unrest after grocery stores are forced to close. Traffic in the streets and violence break out. The president puts the National Guard on alert for a possible deployment onto U.S. streets if things don't get under control soon. Several news agencies are reporting injuries at grocery chains and call for the authorities to do something before it gets worse. 12:15 p.m. Toronto, Canada. George Soros tells CNBC that a run on treasuries is imminent and that there is nothing the government can do to stop it. He says it is unfortunate that a controlled decline of the dollar was not coordinated better over the years. Today really could have been avoided if not for the Tea Party politicians who demand fiscal responsibility and a constitutional government. 3 p.m. Gold closes at $11.53 for the day at $4,053 per ounce. Silver closes at $173 per ounce. The president announces that due to civil unrest in some areas of the country, U.S. stock markets will remain closed for the rest of the day. With the exception of mining and other inflation-related stocks, the majority of U.S. stocks are down significantly due to the sell-off and flight to safety in commodities. The Federal Reserve announces that it will begin to purchase U.S. treasuries and stocks in order to stabilize the market. But this only feeds investors' fears of a full-blown treasury run and collapse of the dollar. 6 p.m., Asia. Asian markets begin a massive sell-off. Dollar collapse rumors begin to take hold of the market. CNBC Asia looks into a possible comic default and complete breakdown in the U.S. economy. Gold spikes in Asia, up 17.50 in the first complete hour of trading. Gold is now at 58.03. 7 p.m., gold and silver bullion dealers across the world have suspended all sales due to no inventory. A comic default is now expected. Several central bank representatives propose a freeze on currency markets and a fixed devaluation of the U.S. dollar in order to calm investors. 7:30 p.m., the United States. The sun sets on America. In the last 12 hours, the world has changed. Americans are glued to their televisions, taking a crash course on a debauched currency. Smoke from fires in the cities have put a dark cloud over the nation. 7:45, the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve announces it will inject $1.5 trillion into the market in order to stop any further decline in stock. 7:55 p.m., OPEC. The final nail in the coffin. OPEC nations halt oil trades in U.S. dollars until further notice. They will only accept euros, renminbi, or gold. 7:59 p.m., the Federal Reserve's announcement to inject $1.5 trillion into the markets caused a sharp reversal in overseas markets. Stocks begin to rally even as Main Street melts down. 8 p.m., Manhattan. Gerard Adams, president of the National Inflation Association, sends out an urgent email alert. In it, he informs members that it is with great sadness that the time to warn and prepare Americans for hyperinflation has ended.
Well, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Did you catch that, y'all?
I couldn't really hear it.
You couldn't really hear it? I'm sorry about that, man. I'm still working on technical issues. But, yeah, the collapse. First 12 hours of the collapse of the dollar. when it's all over. Can't wait. I can't think of negative.
I put another link in the chat room that it has been confirmed. A conspiracy theory that has been confirmed. That the U.S. is Canada and Mexico. That all three of us are one. We're one union.
Well, yeah.
Yes, but you know, before they were saying it, but now it has been confirmed. It's not just a conspiracy theory.
Let's
so Canada, Mexico, and the United States are now one union. And there's a link and everything for y'all on that link. Wait a minute, did I say that? There's a map. Okay. So now, if we have Canada and Mexico that is considered a part of the union, does that mean that they also are going to be attacking in the wars and stuff? Their military goes with our military?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one big blend. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so nice. I don't know which way it's going to go. It's getting crazy. Let's bring another caller on here real quick, Antoinette. Hello,
okay.
Caller. How's it going? We got
Hello.
Another listener.
Hi. I had my phone on mute. This is Cynthia. I'm just listening.
Oh,
right
hi,
on.
Cynthia.
Hi. And hi. I called earlier and it said that you didn't have a show scheduled. And
yeah,
I got a new phone.
We had a hailstorm
here. I'm glad I saved your phone number because I can't get into Blog Talk on the internet for some reason.
Well, we had a hailstorm hit me here in Southwest Missouri earlier, and I lost my internet connection for a while, so I couldn't come on. But we're back up running about an hour late. But yeah, it's last I looked, it's heading towards Memphis, heading for Perry, and I don't know if Perry's on or not. I was cutting this show kind of sharp. Because of him, but
didn't say that he had a show tonight either.
Yeah, oh, I talked to him earlier on the phone. I think he said he was going to do one. I can't recall. I had too much event going on here with the weather.
Yeah, I'm
here for a minute.
I'm checking my email now to see if I got a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, they send out reminders when they want to.
I don't get it why they drag on those sometimes, you know. Because sometimes I don't get them until the show's already started.
Yeah.
You know? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I don't either. But Cynthia, I'm glad that you called in.
Yeah,
well, like I said, I'm glad that I saved the phone number because sometimes I, can't find it when I'm looking through my internet. So I'm glad that I saved your phone number.
Well, you know, BTR changed the system over about, 6-7 months ago? And I like the old one better, the old way they had it go. So you could find a show that was on, a lot easier, And this one, you got to look at, 12, 15 shows. You got to go to the next page, keep searching. And then when you go to the search bar, it takes you to archives. And if you type in the show name, it takes you right to archives to me. So, I don't know. I don't know. I'm paying for it. I know that. Now I am.
Yes, you are.
But, want to interject in the Perry show and, keep it on going. Because we leave this one, we go to that one. But like I told Perry, I'm going to talk him into hosting the show. He owes me. He owes me. But I don't care about that. Perry's all right, man. He's a pretty cool dude. I always dig his show. It's about the only show I ever went on BTR. I hopped around a few here and there, but not as much as I hung out on Perry's show. with everybody. Well, Cinco never met you, Antoinette, you know, if I went on Perry's show.
Well, that's true, and I wouldn't have met you either.
You got it. But, yeah, Perry's show gets off the hook, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, into knowledge.
That makes
What's
it
up,
fun.
Brother? Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it does. It makes it kind of fun and exciting. But, yeah, into knowledge is here in the chat room, I seen, popped in. But, yeah, man.
Who's that? I'm sorry, I missed. I wasn't in there. Oh, hello, Into Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I guess he's... Everybody's having weather problems with communication tonight.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. If you're in Kansas, your state of Kansas, you're getting pounded. And it's heading its way here to me again.
So that's the Midwest.
Yeah,
Well, see, I think mainly everyone here is East Coast, you know, on the eastern side.
Right, right. Let me take a look at what I read.
Oh, you're not Cynthia?
No, I'm in California.
California.
And it was 90-something degrees today.
Ew. That's
oh,
too
man.
Hot.
We was like at 78 degrees today, which was nice. But the
that's what it was here. It was like in the 70s.
The humidity.
And you know what's funny? When we have weather in the 70s, we think it's cool. And, you know, like it's getting cold, we have on sweaters.
Yeah. And I have family out there, and that's their cold, you know, 60s in there. And it's cold. It is not cold. Oh, thank you, N2K. I'm well, thank you, and yourself.
Yeah, that storm I was talking about earlier is heading right towards Perry.
What type of storm is it?
I'm looking at Memphis radar now. It's the one that went through here.
I don't see anything.
I think he might get hit. It might miss. I don't know.
Is it a rainstorm or is it a tornado?
Well, it's a hailstorm. It hit here. I got hail here at my place, you know, near southwest Missouri. And then about maybe 10, 15 miles east of me, southeast of me, they were getting hail the size of quarters and a lot of tree damage. So, or whatever other damage hail does. I mean, it, you know, when it hails, it gets chewed shit up like a meat grinder. You know, it gets pretty bad. We had one hit here about 7 years ago, and it was about the size of nickels, but it was a foot deep. That's how bad it hit. A foot deep of hail. Yeah, it's like you're walking in a big beer cooler everywhere. The cedar trees, the pine trees, it smelled like a car air freshener everywhere he was. Didn't matter where he's at. These trees got beat to death. And I mean, you can smell it. It's like a pine car air freshener outside. And then the fog lifted up off that ice. I mean, it was, you couldn't see nothing. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face, and that's for real. That's how thick it was. It was kind of creepy, scary when it first started to come up off that ice, that fog, you know? But wow. When it went up above your head, it was crazy. You know, people were falling, driving into ditches, and it was chaos. It was crazy. But it's the weather.
Yeah, I don't see anything even on the, from Blog Talk, that Perry is on or scheduled anything as of yet. Because I went in and looked at the scheduling.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Shows are scheduled to come on upcoming.
Right.
And I haven't
right.
seen anything yet.
Or he's been coming on late. Later, you know. I can't say.
When I called the number, it said that nothing had been scheduled.
Yeah. Yeah. Perry's schedule's kind of right to the end type, I think. I try to do it earlier if I can. But I was it yesterday. It came in real quick, about 30 minutes after I programmed the show. It came. Antoinette got a message for it, you know, on her email. But yeah, man, sometimes you don't get them at all.
Yeah.
You know, until after the show's done started. I'm like, what good is this? You know, I called Perry's show 15 minutes later, so I figured it wasn't on the air. You know, and then all of a sudden I checked the email again. 15 minutes after the show, you know, Perry still sent you a message. Okay.
Yeah.
And tells. telling me the show started 15 minutes ago. Man, I don't get why they have that problem. If you figure as much money as they're making off us and the advertisers, they'd be able to take care of their equipment. You know,
yeah, especially since Perry is a premium or whatever
featured,
the height.
Featured.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you would really think that they would take better care of his account.
He should have stock.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you do get profit share from the advertising, I think, something like that. I don't know how it all works on your shit.
But the thing is, how you know how many people are, you know, clicking in, this, that, the other. It's like you got to go by what blog sources say, right? The polls.
Right. Yeah, but, you know, it depends on how much traffic you have. You know,
right.
A lot of people, you know, they really want you to call in, you know, tell your friends, blah, blah. You know, like they want the traffic. But, you know, I'm not all about that. I don't, you know.
Oh, is that why they tell you to call in? I just tell people to call in, just throw the,
add to
the conversation.
Right.
I never knew that was the reason why.
Yeah, they want the traffic, right. They want the traffic. But I called on that gig a long time ago. But like I said, I don't care, whatever, you know. If the show would pay for itself, that'd be great, too. I'd be cool with that. But
yeah.
I don't know how much, if you only make a certain percentage. I looked at some of it, and I didn't go through the details. And I said, piss on it, here's my money, let's kick my show off. You know? It's a monopoly game. But they, like I said, this is upgraded. It's supposed to be an upgraded system. You know, I never had no notice of anything up they're going to fix of it. You know, you got to work the bugs out of a new system because it's never always corrected. You know, kick it in, think everything's going to be fine, but it don't ever work that way. You always got to trim it up, straighten it out. Yeah.
That is true.
Since I didn't get a chance to read it, what was your topic tonight?
I don't remember.
We were talking about the ships that they have sent over, the missile ships.
Yes, right. Over the Al-Qaeda threats.
Yeah. That we already have ships that they're sending over. I can put the links back up for you again.
I'm not in the chat.
She's not on the net.
Oh, okay.
I'm not on the net.
U.S. raises alert for warships, Marines, and Mideast.
Mm-hmm.
So, they sent over more warships, and they're sailing to the waters opposite Yemen, which is reported to be the source of the terrorist threat, which has closed 19 U.S. embassies.
Well, you know,
and the Marine units in southern Italy and Spain were also told to stand for intervention. So,
but you look at all these alerts and all these, you know, these embassy closings, and you know, this just seems so set up anymore. You know, and sending warships out there. Come on, man. You know, look at the size of our capability. Like I said earlier, the U.S. military capability compared to them. You know what I mean? We. Nobody's watching the wheel of this. It's simply, I believe, it's a reason to go to another war. They're trying to cover up something again.
My thing is, what good is the U.S. embassies and all these other countries if you got to close them down?
Well, yeah, if we close them down, there's no need for them in the first place.
That means that we're not wanted there. If they tell you that, what that tells you? That means that you're not safe in the U.S. embassy.
Right, exactly. Your primary target. Right off the bat.
Oh, but they also had it for San Francisco. I did see where they were given an alert. Lord, now I'm at loss for words. A terrorist alert that for San Francisco.
What are they
going
for?
So were y'all also in New York?
Say that again?
Were y'all issued a terrorist alert for New York?
I mean, they sent it know, basically all, it was just saying, like, all over, but not saying here. They were saying don't travel.
Oh, okay, so y'all were too. Excuse me.
There's some terror alert or some crap over here. I mean, it's a game already, you know. I mean, you look, not to say that nothing can happen, but anything is possible at any time, and usually when things happen, you're not prepared for it. So, you know,
yeah. It's
going to happen. It's hard to say when and where. And another thing, it's hard to say, you know, it's hard to say that it can happen at any time, and we're not going to know it, just like anything else, you know?
Yeah, remember, about a month or two ago, they had this, telling people, I know for Philadelphia, they were telling people to have emergency, you know, be prepared for a shut-in for 3 or 4 days or more. You know, so maybe they were putting that out then for times like this now. You know, I think even after the Boston thing.
I want to scare everybody.
You know, that they're trying to gear people up to, you know, I guess to always be on alert, you know.
Prepared,
basically,
right.
be in fear. You know, live in fear. Always be afraid.
Right. That's right. Yep, you're exactly right, Antoinette. I'm with you on that.
Spend your money now. Spend your money now.
Right.
Yeah.
Go shop and spend all your money because you don't know something can happen.
Go buy a bunch of shit you're never going to use. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're never going to use it, so go ahead and spend that money right now. Head right to Walmart. What's that? One song on YouTube. The videos of those, you know, people at Walmart, what they call, the song's called Walmart Nation, you know.
Just
the Walmart Nation, you know.
Okay.
Yep.
Walmart's
excuse me.
Walmart is a monster. That's all there is to that. That is a big company. Where was it where all the workers got killed over there? It was like 1,200, 1,300 people got killed in that factory over in, what country was that in? Shit.
Asia. Oh, I don't remember.
What was that, man?
Asia.
Yeah, somewhere in Asia. Come to find out, Walmart owned it.
Oh, really?
Walmart owned it, yeah. There was a sweatshop, but Walmart owned it. But the rules don't apply over there. Different set of rules over there. Yeah, they manufacture a lot of the products in their stores. I guarantee it. That's how they keep the price down. You know?
Yeah, over in China.
Yeah, when you control the manufacturing sector and the retail sector at the same time, you're in it for the money.
And you don't gotta export it out nowhere.
Right.
A lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. You know, you figure it only costs you a nickel to make it, but you can make $10 off it. You know, damn, that's a hell of a profit margin, man. That ain't bad at all. You know, you get 10 times the money out of it, or 1,000 times the money out of it. But that's what made Walmart what Walmart is today. You know, you want to talk about economic problems? Well, they're part of the economic problem itself. You know, they killed the mom and pop stores. They come into a town, the town becomes damn near desolate.
A lot of towns and stuff like that, those small towns, they don't want Walmarts there.
Right, yeah, a lot of people are fighting them. Matter of fact, Springfield, Missouri, they're fighting number one. They're trying to open up a Walmart market grocery store thing, you know. And, you know, of course, it started Walmart by itself. Then you've got Sam's Club. Now you got super centers. You know, so they're covering every base they can. You know, you should have everything you need there, from alcohol to tires, you know.
Ooh, everything.
Yeah, everything you need. The lawnmower to cut the grass, the tools to plant the garden, you know, whatever. You know, and all the worthless shit you don't ever need that you buy. And I hate to judge people, but I want to do a Walmart video myself. I want to take my van to Walmart one day, get as close as parking spot I can get, you know, and set my cameras up in the van and film people, you know, coming out of Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Michael Hood. Michael Hood, excuse me, Ron. Michael Hood put the San Francisco high terror alert in.
I see that. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you very much for doing that.
Absolutely.
Because, see, I said, I know I read it, but I didn't. I was just too lazy to go back and check. I was also trying to check to see if Perry had a show scheduled or anything also.
Well, hopefully you guys get to be laughing today.
Are you in anywhere near San Francisco, Cynthia?
No, I'm about 5 hours away.
Well, that's good, so.
But I'm close to Los Angeles, so it's just as bad.
That's fine. Treat.
Peter blows up San Francisco Bridge.
Ooh, don't say that.
That's what Michael Hood just put. Oh, he put in the YouTube for it, too. Michael, is that true, or is it just a satire?
It's a conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy?
But it's actually sad, man, that, you know, they play with people's minds like this.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually people that are nervous wrecks out there, you know, like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They talk about we taking it crazy, or that we, you know, fanatics of this, or the reality is that's not true. Who's implementing this
fear?
You know?
What was that, man? I didn't catch it.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, who's implementing the fear? Who created it? You know, it's, I mean, we didn't make this up. They're the ones that put it up.
Right, yeah. We the people.
Right.
You know?
The link that Michael put in was from the Family Guy. Look, that's good enough, close to truth. Notice whatever happens is always can always go back to a scene from the Family Guy.
Uh-huh. Okay, hang on 1 second. I'll play it. Hold on a second. I'll play this.
Yeah, because remember, even with the Boston Marathon when they had the bomb and spin. Still got to turn it up. Can barely hear it.
As far as I can get it. Peter just blew up the bridge. I couldn't get that up any louder, and that's pretty loud. The video had a low volume to it.
Yeah.
I'm not quite there as that head. But that was, yeah. Matter of fact, the Chinese contractor is redoing that Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
They
we don't
did
need
the statue of Martin Luther King.
The Chinese kid?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Wasn't it?
Well, the Chinese participated in Martin Luther King's statue. That's nice.
Well, I mean, like, they couldn't find any sculptures or anything to do it here in the States.
Or one they could afford. They went for the cheaper deal. They took bids.
Yeah.
They took bids. Yeah,
I still don't see anything for Perry yet. And I'm on his page, you know, on his looking. So, okay, the Jew is here, and he has, the Jew reports that he and the son are still very much alive.
Well,
you were very happy to hear that you and your son are alive. Thank you for letting us know that.
I figured he would be. I didn't think he was going away.
Yeah, I didn't think he would be either.
Nah. They're only words. They can hurt so deep.
Why, did someone say that they wished that he didn't? That they weren't?
What's that?
I don't know. I'm lost.
Oh, why the Jew,
he said that Perry didn't say that, Jew. I'm sure that he did not mean any menace behind that at all. But we're not concentrating on you. But thank you.
But yeah, he did kind of say something about the Jew and his son being erased out.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But, you know.
I'm very sorry that that was said to you, Jew.
But, you know.
And regarding your son.
The Jew asked for it. He said P stood for the P word. And
yes,
it kind of got.
Well, let's go back to the warplanes.
Yes, right. Let's not go into
the warships and everything that are over there.
Here.
Does anyone think that this is a false flag? Or do you think that they're actually gearing up for an expanded war?
Exactly. That's what I think it is. They're going to add on like McDonald's. You know what I mean? They're going to keep popping them out, you know?
Yeah.
It's coming. It's got to. They got to have it. For no reason whatsoever, they got to have it. It's just coming to the point where they're going to... people just ain't watching this shit like they used to. You know, they don't seem to be
not.
Concerned. Because, you know, I have no interest in it. I don't give a shit anymore. Whatever. If you blow me up, fuck it. You blow me up. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There ain't much you can do about this till they get on their knees when it comes. And that's why, you know, that's a lot of people, well, why are you wanting economic collapse and all this? Well, why not? It's inevitable. It's coming anyway. You can't stop it. You just got to know what's coming. That's the problem. People just don't know. They don't want to know. You know, he don't seem to get in the thick heads that, you know, this is bullshit. And it's what it is. It's all about the greed. You know, it's all about the greed, and they don't care about people per se. We're disposable items to these, you know, elite bastards that are controlling us. You know, like I said, the old saying is, I think it was Rockefeller said it, you control the money, you control the people, you control the government, you control it all. And they do. They do exactly that. That's what's actually here to see. And people don't, oh no, that can't happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people like that just want to pop in the head. You know what I mean? You know, are you
out
of your freaking mind? Don't live in a disillusional world. Because, like, you know, like that video clip I played earlier, or that clip I played earlier about, you know, the what's going to happen 12 hours after it hits, you know. People
mm-hmm.
are going to make a mad rush. They're going to make a mad rush to the store. That's going to be the first part of it, you know. And they're trying to drag it. I mean, well, it's coming. I mean, the numbers just prove it so many times in configuration you make. But what it is, you look at the store now. Go to the grocery store. Take a look around, man. I mean, look at everything you can and compare the prices of what it was, you know, a month ago, you know, a half year ago, a year ago. You know, take a look
mm-hmm.
at the picture and see how fast, rapidly the rate's going up. Look at the price of diesel fuel. You know, that is a key part of it right there, that price of fuel. You know, it's that tells you right there what's going on. But I think what's going to happen is it's going to hit real hard, real fast, but they're slowly pushing it in. They're slowly letting people have a little bit of taste that's coming. Like I said yesterday, you know, Miracle Whip, $7.49 a jar, you've got to be bullshitting me.
Yeah.
$7.49. Matter of fact, they told the girl at the counter about it. You know, I said, I mean, that shit'll sit there and rot. She'll know it'll sell. It'll sell. You know, when it gets real old, even when it gets real old, they'll drop the price down. You know, that's exactly how they'll do it. Once it gets about 3 or 4 months old, it'll drop the price. It'll go on sale. You know? But I don't use
and
myself.
And Knowledge has been putting some very interesting statements in the chat room. I really wish he would call in. You know, but he said about this being a false flag. If
absolutely,
and that America has served its purpose. And that they did an experiment in London, cloning meat. And he said some tasted it and said it tastes like meat. You know, and of course others said it didn't. So they're still perfecting it. And it's being done in a test tube.
Well, sure, of course. Why not?
Yeah, but ill.
More scientific modification to the, you know, the things we eat. You know, I just brought another caller on. I guess Skype caller, I guess. How's it going, man?
I'm here.
Right on.
Hello.
How y'all doing? I've been
pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just listening in and agreeing with you guys. I mean,
well,
you know,
don't agree with us.
Well, I mean, in regards to also the scare, you know, it could be or couldn't be. Thing is, you know, it's just sad that again we have to live in a state of fear. In these times, you know, when we should be trying to, you know, it's bad enough that you got your daily life issues, bills, this, that, the other, and then you got to deal with the other stuff that comes with that that shouldn't come with it. You know, if we're paying all the, you know, especially the people that's already paying all these damn taxes, you know, we still got so many issues in and outside of the country.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no words.
Well, I place it like this. It's like being ripped apart and don't even know it. You're being taxed to death. You're threatened with war. You're threatened with terrorism. You know, you're a victim in so many ways you don't even know it. Can't even feel it damn near anymore. You know?
And so, don't you dare get sick.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. Shit. Well, just think about it, Antoinette. Economic collapse hits. You ain't going to get a doctor no more. That's over.
That's true.
Yeah, be a lot of people dead.
People, yeah.
You know, nursing homes, prisons will collapse. You know, they'll be riding those. And, you know, I figure about the first week, there's going to be a lot of resistance with the government. But I think after that, they won't be able to control it no more. Maybe way too much to control.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Well, do you think that they'll bring in another currency, or will it be a global collapse?
It'll be a global collapse. That's what they want. They want to control it all, because they'd give them full control to collapse it all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't think it'll work out for them in the long run. I don't see it working, you know?
Well, not from just what we've seen over the summer. Lord, just from the other countries, how they reacted just over...
Right.
You know, student loans going up. Didn't one of them ride over student loans or something?
Yeah.
The price of college.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
You know, so they don't play over there.
Mm-mm. But, you know, I mean, they're still in Egypt sitting it out, you know, going on in Egypt.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's next, what's going on, you know.
That's true, N2K.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
N2K said that it's been a long time planned already. It's just now coming to fruition.
Right, right. It's getting ripe. Exactly. Hey, Seg, what's going on, man? But yeah, it's right. It's coming. It's coming to the bloom. The bloom is opening up, you know.
Yes, it is.
And it's going to be sad. That's all I can say. It's going to be sad, you know. it's going to be sad. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. So live with it and go with the flow, best you can, or you know, or try to survive it. You know, but I think when there's no more money, nothing worth nothing no more. Of course, you know, how's that going to play out? It's all going to be barter system. A bartering system never worked very good anyway. You know, back in the day, there's always some type of dispute over that. It's when, you know, the blacksmith got to deal with the playing with the gold, the goldsmith, and that's how the bank got started. And it's been chaos ever since.
Yes, it has.
Nothing but chaos. You know, so wow.
And to knowledge is putting a lot of very interesting statements in the chat room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really wish you could call in and enlighten us on the line.
What's up? What's up?
What's happening, man?
Hello.
Just chilling, chilling.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, I just went to that storm. That's all I can do is sit back and chill. But I'm just glad I got my connection back.
Yeah.
The internet. So shit.
Well, Ancient Knowledge also said that they destabilized the economies in Europe first, and now it's America's turn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which I agree.
What are you eating, man? Into knowledge. What you eating, brother?
Oh, he's eating and typing.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't that suck? I hate doing that.
Pasta. Oh.
What we gonna eat when there ain't no grocery stores no more?
Well, you better learn to grow something quick.
Yeah, you better learn to hunt and fish real quick and growing.
What if they spray poisons on your food that you're growing?
Yeah, well, I think they're already doing that, honey.
Yeah, that's already on. Well, I guess...
Chemtrails.
I guess that's the end of us on this planet. We're done. We're going to become extinct like the dinosaurs. We're going out by the hand of the greedy. And they're going to go underground and think they're going to be safe.
Yeah, but I don't believe they will be. I believe that it's going to follow them. You know, you can't think that, you know, you're trying to kill off a bunch of people and think it's not going to affect you.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're underground, it's going to sink down to you eventually.
Yeah,
yeah.
If it hasn't mm-hmm. already started sinking down there.
Right,
you know, it's not
right.
going to just stay upwards.
And just think, if you're in
you know, what goes up must come down.
You're in an underground bunker, and you got everything you need. You got all the supplies you need. You can grow food down there, everything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Say you got it all down there. All of a sudden, bam, big earthquake hits you. You're buried. You're done. So how
yeah.
safe really are you to be in an underground bunker? You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
You know, you can't beat the planet. It can do whatever it wants. It has no rules. So, you know, you think you're that fucking powerful, you got something coming. But they believe that. They believe they are more powerful than this planet. It's crazy, man.
That is true. Ron, we have 15 minutes left. I still haven't seen anything for Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to
I guess
go
what's
overtime?
Going overtime? Yeah, might as well. You know, Perry's not going to
okay,
do a show.
So
you
have to invite everyone to call in.
Yeah. Me.
Wait a minute. I'll post a number for y'all. Yeah, we have 14 minutes left.
Well, he didn't mention he wasn't going to do a show tonight. Like,
pardon me?
Unless he's having weather problems down there, too, you know?
Yeah, well, you said it was coming in this area. That's the reason why I've been, you know, constantly checking.
Well, I'm trying to call this show, but I got a busy signal.
Oh, well, that's
what's
strange.
What's up with that?
Don't get me lying. Okay, y'all, call in.
Nope.
So that we can continue the
yeah,
show.
Calling.
The number is
yeah,
area code 718-508-9813. And I also posted the number in the chat room for you.
All right.
That's a shame. I talk with my hands like y'all can see me moving my hands.
I see that. you know, I didn't really catch it. I don't read sign language. I seen that, you know.
Oh, okay.
On that screen and stuff like that. Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah.
You know, you can on Blog Talk Radio turn your cameras on. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I don't turn mine on.
I don't have one, so.
I don't turn mine on, even if I'm not on Blog Talk.
Well, why not?
Because I have a Band-Aid over mine.
Over your camera?
Yeah.
Is it a Band-Aid brand? Is it a Band-Aid brand Band-Aid?
Actually, it's Dora.
Dora the Explorer.
Dora Band-Aid.
Yeah, bring the Mexicans into it. All right.
Oh, see, so, now, that is one of my granddaughter's favorite little childhood cartoons.
I know, but she's Spanish.
Yeah, well.
She's a señorita.
But, well, you know, I guess that's the reason why she can speak Spanish, too. Between that show, my daughter.
Uh-huh. Well, we got a bunch of callers
speak
here.
A couple of languages, and the only thing is, we don't understand them, but my daughter does.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to open the floodgates here, Anson, after all these callers here. So,
no.
I know we won't stay on topic. But we got to do the Perry Steele way, you know, to help him out a little bit. So we're going to cut him loose and see what happens. All right, everybody, you're all going to be on.
There, the Perry Steele show.
There you go. The one angry Jew. He's so angry.
Perry Steele show. Be right back.
Okay.
He's trying to imitate him. He's working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep working on it. You might be able to imagine.
Yeah, imitations are very difficult because you don't hear what other people hear. Your voice doesn't sound like what other people hear. Not to you. You must modify.
I'm sorry, I had to walk away from my microphone for a minute.
I do several imitations on Blog Talk.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What else you got?
Well, Ron, I can tell you right now, they never let the women talk.
Behave.
They never let anybody talk.
You got
Lady
alone.
Talking. They're always saying they never let the women talk because it's always just a men's club.
Leave that lady alone.
I take it you liked my imitation.
That was kind of funny.
I did not say that. I just said, leave that lady alone.
Yeah, you're smiling, aren't you, Antoinette? Listen to you
no,
smile.
No, I'm not smiling,
you. Butter would melt in your mouth, wouldn't it?
No.
Oh, man. Yeah. We got 10 minutes left to call in now if you want to go into overtime with this show.
Okay, I'll put the number in again for folks.
Yes, the Jews survived the night, including my son. My son didn't die either.
The Jews survived the night.
Yeah, the Jew made it through the night.
No, even though it was wished several times, including stomping the blood out of my body. That was a good one. I hadn't heard that one before.
Well,
it
saves on the embalming cost.
Is that Ebony on the line?
I can't really tell her. Pretty far away from her microphone.
Oh, well, I can tell you the Black Conservative could be on the show and he'd be the most erudite man on Black
Conservative. Oh, Black Lord, please don't bring him up.
Just don't know where
only
to go.
Only on BTR.
I'm telling you, now we have you giving impressions.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Can you do Barack Obama? You know, President.
I haven't tried Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. I limit my impressions to the characters on BTR. There's so many of them.
There's a few of them. You could say that. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you that. Yeah, this is the man that fooled Benjamin Solomon for almost 9 months.
Leave that child alone.
Yes. Yes, this is the Indian man who owned a restaurant in Park Slope. He did not like too many people, the liberal people. He would take them by the neck and he would throw them out to the restaurant. Put that food right behind him.
Do behave.
That's
Michael,
nice.
Michael just put in a very interesting link.
Okie dokie, yeah, I see that. Why not? Why not? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Go right ahead. And
you
I
Michael
go
heard the one angry Arab? Okay.
Yeah.
Not the one angry Ahab? Wow.
Well,
dude, we're talking about the link that Michael Hood put in.
Oh, who cares?
Well, apparently I did because I brought it up.
You're not talking about me, so I don't care.
Yeah, well.
Okay, well, then I guess you're going to go through a whole night of you don't care. Now, Michael, thank you very much. That is quite interesting.
That is kind of crazy. I'm going to put his name up there.
Why not? I would elect him. I'd elect him, yeah. No, I wouldn't. They would. They would make sure he got in.
It must be a joke or something. It's probably a joke. But it's funny, though. It's funny.
But I'm saying, why not, man? You know, it wouldn't shock me. It would not shock me whatsoever. The craziest shit that goes on in this country, man. It's it is crazy, man.
A potential of the 2016 GOP candidate. Okay. Well, that's just what we needed.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no. What the world needs now, Antoinette, is love, sweet love.
That's true, but see, you got to have Kellerman to implement it. Oh,
well,
shoot.
That don't work either. We got to have war. Constant war.
They'll bring war in.
You know, the more war you get, the more money you make, Pilgrim.
Yeah. Only thing is it mine in your pocket?
You betcha. You ain't got
to tell you what I heard tonight. I heard Michael Savage say exactly what I've been saying all day.
And what is
that?
That this is all made up. That this is all ain't nothing more than Wag the Dog.
I said that earlier in the show.
I said earlier that it's made for television.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people are catching on to that, Jude. Believe it or not, I think a lot more people are seeing that. You know, we've been lied to so many times. I mean, how many times you got to get lied to before you figure out that's what's going on? You know, like with Monica Lewinsky. That deal with Clinton, you know, come on, man. And who cares? Who gives a shit? I didn't give a shit.
And then who's going to hold on to it for that long without watching it? You don't put it in the cleaners or anything.
Pardon me? I wouldn't care if Bill Clinton went to the D.C. Whorehouse every night.
Look,
you know
I didn't feel as though that was any of the... That wasn't none of my business. I felt as though that was between him and Hillary.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at Hillary. Come on, you can't blame him.
Well, but you know what? That's none of my business. That's his choice. He married her. That was his choice.
Yeah, but she wasn't too bad until she got older. You know, like Chinese women, they look beautiful when they're young, but they get old. Man. Mm-mm.
Well, you know what?
Like a plastic surgery gone bad.
That's
not Thai women. Not Thai women. Not the Korean women.
No, they all turn the same, Jew. Every one of them.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they turn, old and fugly and, you know, scary-looking horror film shit, you know. It's like women that get tattoos on their ass, on top of their ass or whatever. It all looks good in the beginning, but when they get older, it looks like an old octopus or something, you know. So, you know what I mean?
What the tattoo moves, huh? The tattoo moves to another spot.
cages. Yeah, man. You get the sags and things and the stretch marks and all that. That tattoo gets stretched out.
Well, Lord, I don't have any tattoos. I need coffee now.
Well, have you considered, Antoinette?
What kind of coffee would you be drinking there, Antoinette?
What kind?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Kona.
From where?
From where? From the store.
There's an echo in the chat room. Which store?
Whatever store I go to, Jew. You know, you can also get it from the coffee shop.
That's why I asked you, which Kona do you buy?
I don't buy the one actually from Hawaii. I'm sure this one is really diluted down.
So you're getting cut product?
Look, don't start that. That's where Jew's going. Uh-uh.
Where's the Jew going? How do you know where the Jew's going?
Oh, you're coming back to that daggone. But I don't even want any coffee now.
Now, how would you know where the Jew's going if the Jew doesn't even know where he's going yet?
To that Starbucks.
Starbucks? Damn.
Starbucks with the cat feces in the coffee.
Did I bring that up and ruin coffee for you?
Yes, you did.
Now, Jew, you got to watch out. You got to watch out. And that's my co-host.
Why would that ruin coffee for you? Just because some people like to drink their coffee.
You know what? I don't even look, Jew.
It's cat shit coffee. You thought I was joking when I told you that, didn't you?
Jew, I'm not even discussing that.
And they serve that at Starbucks, but only a select few Starbucks. So maybe there'll be one in Wilmington that'll serve it. If you hurry, they might still have some.
That's quite all right.
All right. We got 90 seconds left to call in, kid.
Now, look, Jew. You continue on with that, you're going to get muted or something. I'm going to have to reach my hand to where Ron is. To push that mute button if you're going to belt on the phone.
But you done did it. You done did it, Antoinette. You pushed the mute button. I see where that was going, you know.
Oh, my.
Anyway, 678, you're on the air. I see where that was going.
I'm still leaving. I'll be there in a sec.
What are you having, man? What is up with that?
Pasta.
Really?
Yeah.
And what else is with the pasta?
With some chicken and a nice ragu.
Oh, nice.
Chopped onions.
Oh, man.
What part of the chicken?
Seasoned to perfection.
What part of the chicken?
Every part of the chicken, my dear.
Okay, well.
It's all the same bird.
Yeah.
Doesn't all taste the same.
So I got, it's part wing, part breast, part thigh, part drumstick.
I don't care what part it is. I like chicken, period. I don't care.
Well, there's a reason why she asked.
Well, yeah. Right, yeah, some people don't like dark meat, some people don't like white meat. Yeah, you know, some people are particular about that.
I only eat the white meat.
I can say I'm a breastless man. You know. I like chicken breast, I like the wings, I like all the birds, doesn't matter. I mean, I'm more fond of the white part of the bird than the, you know, dark meat, but it doesn't matter. It's all good to me.
I'm eating up some spare ribs right now.
Damn, y'all make me hungry. I ain't got nothing to go for me. Damn, I ain't cooked nothing tonight. You know what I'm saying? But, I guarantee I will figure something out that I want. That's the one mood I hate more than anything is not know what I want to eat.
Yeah, that's a horrible feeling.
Yeah. And then you start grabbing whatever, just to know, to kill the pain.
Yeah, I have fish tonight.
I had nothing tonight. But I'm sticking to it. I'm on this new diet called, what's that new diet they got? It's called,
seafood?
No, anorexia. Anorexia.
Oh.
Diet.
You went on a beer diet.
No, not
you're
yet.
Right. See? Thank you. Sagittarian only eats the breast. See, at least we know what parts of the chicken to eat.
I do too.
Well, what's wrong with the back part of the chicken? You start in the front, into the back. There you go.
No. I eat the breast and the wing.
You can eat only the breast and the wing if you want. It's still all in the same bird.
Yeah, but it still tastes different.
Uh-huh. It depends on who's cooking it.
Right.
No, the texture is different and everything. Whoever that is, whoever is just speaking, you keep going in and out, and it's very low. You can't hear you.
Well, howdy.
Well, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello. Blunt Squad. Mark Dean.
Hello, dear. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How's everyone doing?
Well.
Everybody doing fine?
Doing well, thank you.
Fine. Couldn't say excellent.
Hi. How you doing, Ron?
Could not say excellent. I'm doing, man. A little late tonight because the hailstorm whipping through here, kicking my ass a little bit. I lost internet. Mm. You know, so I couldn't do shit. And yeah, we're cool. Of course, we didn't lose power. The neighbors did, but I didn't lose nothing. So I was cool.
You already know. It's always a pleasure to be with y'all, man.
Oh, right on, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, this show's been long coming, pretty much, and I finally caved and said, all right, let's do it. Let's go. I'm just trying to work around my schedule to I'm trying to cut some of my schedule out, you know, and diversify my lifestyle.
Okay.
My work and all that.
What's up with Perry? How Perry doing?
He was doing fine. I talked to him on the phone earlier, and I thought he was going to do a show tonight, but I guess he's not. Unless he started real late.
I'm checking now.
I don't know what's going on with him.
Matter
of fact, last night I had a problem with Blog Talk Radio. I couldn't log off. It wouldn't let me log off for shit, man. I don't know what was going on with this thing.
No?
It took me about 45 minutes to get off.
Wow.
What is up with that? Something's wrong. But, I mean, I still listen to shows and everything else, but logging off wasn't going to happen for me. It'd pop up error. What you're attempting to do is an error. You can't do it. Damn, I'm trying to log out. But who knows? BTR, you never know what's going to happen.
Why do you think that happened?
BTR? Their servers? Mm.
Yeah,
I don't know. They just wanted to keep me on longer.
A lot of people logging in, maybe, right?
It could be, right? Too much traffic.
Be sabotages.
Yeah, right. There's a plug in the system. Yeah, you try to shove too much stuff in there, we'll choke up. But yeah, man.
It could be the Jew man. He's hacking. He's hacking y'all.
I could be.
I still do not see anything for Perry. Did that storm hit his area, Ron?
I don't know. Let me check the radar. I don't know if it's heading his direction, you know, but it wasn't there yet. But I know what he's getting right now at the moment, so, I couldn't say.
Yeah.
I'll look. Everything here is under a flash flood warning. Well, who gives a shit?
Okay.
I got a boat. I don't give a shit. Memphis.
Wow, crazy.
Mm-hmm. Let's aim put the mule on the boat.
Yeah, it's trying to. No, we'll just keep those tied to the tree so we can relocate them when we have to use them for eating. As long as they don't float in the water too long, they'll be all right until they turn on us. Yeah, he's got a system heading his way, but not like nothing major. It's going to get a rain. The hard cell's going to be below him. But, yeah, I don't know why he ain't on the air. I don't know what's up with that, man. I don't know. Could not say. But I started late, too. You'd think he'd be kicking in on this show. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I have a question for y'all folks.
Okay.
And Michael, since you're the one who put the link in, I'm going to start with you. Does a GOP potential candidate have a chance for your vote as President of the United States?
Hell no, I don't vote.
Well, if you did vote, just play along. If you voted,
yes,
well,
say yes.
That you would get something out of him being President of the United States. Do you think that he has something to bring to the country that would be a benefit for everyone?
No.
Yes. Yeah, he'll erase all the gun rights. You'll have all the rights you need for guns. You don't need no permit no more. Everybody can have a gun. It won't matter none. That's that. That's what you're going to get.
Okay. Anyone else? Blunt Squad.
I mean, I'll go again.
You already know the way I feel about it. I mean, I feel the same way. I feel like we're always getting lied to. No matter what, you can vote. And there won't be no changes. But if I ever vote, I think I will vote for, if I ever go out and vote again, it will have to be when maybe a woman runs or a gay person or something. Let's see, they might be able to make change. I don't know.
No.
Okay. And 2K.
Yes.
And you will. You vote for the potential GOP candidate, George Zimmerman.
I only vote on the local and state level where my vote actually counts for something. I don't participate in the popular vote for president because it doesn't count. It's a waste of my time.
I know this. I'm saying play along with me, folks.
Oh, I thought it was a real question. I'm sorry.
No.
So vote for Zimmerman for what?
Yes. What do you think that would it be of a benefit to the company or country or you know, will he be able to bring anything of any substantial good to the country?
Probably not.
I just got his chant for the election. I got his chant
you
for
never
you.
Know.
All right.
He's the one to.
Okay.
Correct things. You never know.
Yep, they'll be playing this one at the GOP convention for George. I guarantee it. It goes something like this: George, he's your man. He'll put a gun in everybody's hand.
Well, is there anyone else on the line? So that I don't skip over anyone?
I don't think so.
I'm on the line, but
oh.
I have a question
Cynthia.
For you. Yeah, are you serious that he's actually running for president?
No, it's
yeah, it was in the Blaze. Michael could have put the link in, and it was in the Blaze that the GOP, well, I'm trying to pull it up. Oh, boy. The GOP has him on the list.
That's crazy. But I
yeah.
think that he would possibly want to run so that he could have the Secret Service so no one could attack him.
He has Secret Service.
Yeah.
Well, do you think he'll bring anything of substance,
no,
substantial to the country?
No. He's a manic depressive, and there's no telling what could happen.
Yeah. Well, I, for one, am not going to go and vote for the GOP ticket then. I'm going to vote for Ron Samuel. I figure George Zimmerman, they can put him on the ticket for the GOPs, and we can put the mule on for the Democratic and the, what's the other party? Whatever other parties that are running, we'll put the mules and the animals can go in.
Yeah, I would vote for the mule.
The
vote
animal
for
zoo.
Vote for Festus.
Or how the zoo win.
He couldn't fuck it up more worse than it already is.
Yeah. No, we'll get a talking parakeet, and, you know, and that'd just be what's really going on anyway.
Isn't a mule a donkey?
Yeah.
No. No, no.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
No.
A mule, mule is a donkey and a horse bred together.
Cow.
Yeah, mule.
A mule is a cow. It's a mule.
Okay. Well, I learned something new today.
I was just thinking, isn't the Democratic Party logo a donkey or something?
Yes, it is. One of them's is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, one's a donkey, one's an elephant. The Republicans
yeah.
is an elephant.
This is the elephant, yep. Democrats, the donkey.
Yeah, so see, Ron, we're going to get your mule out there.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have the Tea Party.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the donkey is a jackass, you know, so there you go.
That's what I was thinking. The donkey's a jackass, and the elephant can't remember what they're doing.
Right.
Right.
It's supposed to be the smartest.
They're supposed to be, yeah, they're supposed to be smart, but.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm the first
a very
on
good
that
memory.
One.
Right.
Yes, well, I think it'll be an interesting race.
Well.
Campaigning season would have to be really fun.
Oh, yeah. I think campaigning is a waste of money. You know?
Yeah, because the only thing they do is make you promises and just tell you lies.
Well, yeah, that's how it works. It's like selling you the car that the little old lady used to own, only drove it to the drugstore and church. You know?
Yep.
But in reality, it was
and
a teenage kid
in
that
the
had...
Garage.
It was a mobile meth lab, you know?
Yep. Yeah, so, hey, it would be interesting.
Only in America. Only in America.
Yeah.
It would be interesting if Obama was really Osama, and Hollywood had put the makeup on him and to make him look like Osama.
I want to tell you all tonight that I have just moved into the one... Angry Jew's head. He left.
Oh, my.
I'm living in his
wow.
head.
Wow.
I'm living in his head. Rent free.
Say that again. What happened?
The Jew has left the building.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I got
I don't you know, what? You got to watch. He'll be back.
He don't want to go against the Angry Jew.
We're in overtime.
That doesn't matter. Somehow or another, he still gets in.
Yeah, I've seen him do that before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, he
all
gets
in.
And
all
he,
in overtime.
Yeah, he gets right in on the line.
Maybe he's calling in on two separate lines, and he keeps one open. And
right.
Pretends like he's up on another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, several lines.
Really got to do all of that.
I'm living in his head, so that's cool. yeah, he got old Perry going last night.
You know what I've noticed? like certain individuals are on, it's very chaotic and you can't understand or, you know, really get any type of conversation going. And when they're not, it's so pleasant.
Yeah, it is. That's true.
You know, some people are just argumentative or, you know, it just really makes the difference.
That's
right.
True. Some people like a lot of confusion.
That's the devil.
Yes, it is. Yes, it most definitely is. The author of confusion.
Yep.
Yes. Well, this is open conversation. Does anyone have any thing that they would like to talk about?
Yeah, there's a lot of killing going on in the Bronx, where I live.
Is
it? A lot of young people dying.
Then the 8-year-old dying?
A lot of young people dying, yes, it's crazy. Just in 1 week alone, I think about four teenagers, five or six teenagers have passed over violence, crime. One of them got shot by the cops. He had a gun. And he was with two other suspects who were shooting at a crowd. Cops came, he started running, told him to drop the gun, shot him in the head. Another one was another young man who they found him with three bullets in his head.
Ooh, that's execution style.
Yes. And, you know, the other one was actually not even in the Bronx, in Harlem. These young girls, man, very young, like 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Two girls wanted to jump one girl. The one girl got the best of both of them, so one of the girls came back with a blade and a gun, blasted her and shot her and killed her.
Wow.
Yeah. They caught her, too.
I was thinking about coming out there in 3 weeks. I guess I might change my mind.
Most of this killing and stuff that goes on, believe it or not, is mostly people that know each other. That's the crazy thing. Either they know each other, you know, it's going some kind of
sensation. Well,
it's rare that you hear somebody kill someone because, you know, just randomly. Out here, I'm saying, you know, you get to hear it every now and then, but not all the time. Usually, either gang related or neighbors, fighting neighbors. You say.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst ones is the domestic ones.
Yeah, families. I know they're always afraid of the domestic.
Yeah, those are the worst ones.
Domestic calls and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, we're losing too many young people to foolishness. The foolishness that's going on in the streets. And no matter, you know, how many things they have to try to get them to talk and work it out, you know, it still seems to be something that continues to happen.
I think it has a lot to do also with it has to do with the economy, no work. They lose hope because, especially here in New York and some of the ghetto areas, they don't get the support as far as, like, you have police brutality, you have all these things going on that these young heads growing up, they feel like they have no hope.
Yeah.
So, basically, you know, they have no guidance, no hope. Some of them are coming down from broken homes, you know.
They just don't care anymore. That's what's coming to it. Because of the environment they're seeing, who would care about it? You know.
Right, but you have to think about, like, you know, we used to have things were a little bit better. I mean, even me growing up back in the day, they had more programs. They had more programs,
right.
You know, workshops and things of that nature. The government took all that. You know,
right.
The school system is like, it sucks because the school system, you know, they don't have what they used to. Now it's like programs the government's taking all these programs away. They you don't even nowadays you go to these high schools and these schools, I remember they used to have music where the kids could, right, were able to learn,
mm-hmm,
how to play some type of instrument. You don't have that,
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I want to share two slogans with you guys and think back of when they were first said, and then go from the time that they were first said and look at what's going on today. Here's the first one. War on Drugs.
That was back in the 70s, wasn't it?
Go from there to today.
Say no to drugs.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
Here's the second one. No Child Left Behind.
Oh, Bush.
People thought that was about education. It had nothing to do with education.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see what's going on in these streets today, they're not leaving no child behind.
No, they're not. Good point.
Not a one.
Right.
Exactly.
See, when they come up with these slogans, they always have double meaning. There's an exoteric meaning and there's an esoteric meaning. There's a meaning for the general public, and then there's a meaning for those who understand what's really going on and coming down the pike. The general public very seldom taps into that.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, thank you. I really appreciate you telling me that.
Well, let's bring up this one, too. This is a real good one. Obama promised change.
Well,
and
we got
it. We got it, all right.
Yeah.
It changed fine and dandy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he just didn't tell us what kind of change he left.
That's right.
Left us to assume.
Double standard.
No,
you're right
on it. You whatever you wanted it to be.
And anytime they repeat the same thing over and over and over again, that lets you know where they're going. How many times did we hear weapons of mass destruction? Matter of fact,
we heard that
so much
for decades
that when they actually went to Iraq and couldn't even find a bullet, there wasn't even an outcry in this country. People here and there said things. Yeah, you heard the
bullet. Right.
You know, the little fake arguments in the Senate and Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But the general public? Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I knew there wasn't anything over there. And then we just went about our daily business.
Yeah. What's sad is that
right.
It was children over there. You know, I mean, even, you know, like our young soldiers that went over there and lost their lives or came back, you know, handicapped and or can't find a job or don't have a home and... You know, and they did all of that. I went over there based on the lie.
And Thomas Jefferson warned us about this. Thomas Jefferson said there should be a revolution every 10 years. If you let people stay in office too long, your government will become corrupt.
Yeah.
And he wasn't just talking about the president.
No, all of them.
All of them. Exactly.
Yes, and we seem to keep, except for the president,
like
not except, but he stays in there
who's
too
the
long.
Brother getting
saying,
all that bad publicity
sent, yeah,
now?
They stay in there
from New York.
Or forever, what's almost.
What's his name?
Well, Lord, and the...
Rangel?
Yeah.
He's been there. He's been in Congress for 43 years.
Yeah, Biden was in there for, I believe, 40-something, I think.
He's still there.
Yeah, well, I'm saying he was a part of the Senate for 40-something. I remember he started in the 70s.
He helped draft the Patriot Act.
Yes. Yes, he did. I didn't know that until, I think, a couple years ago.
But, hey, that's what we get now.
Yeah.
We've been, as a public, we've been laying dormant way too long.
Yeah.
And it's caught up with us because now this thing is like a. It's like the public is like trying to keep a semi where the brakes that went out on a 45-degree hill, trying to keep it from rolling backwards. You're not going to stop it.
No.
So we just got to let it run its course, and hopefully there'll be enough good people after the dust settles to do something different.
Well, I hope there's something left after the dust settles.
Well, it will be. It will be. A lot of people won't be here to see it.
Yeah, and all the damage that they cause. You know all the natural resources.
Remember, they say that there's going to be another deficit. There's going to be another deficit. They say there's going to be another crisis, right?
Yeah.
I always say, I think this one right now, the one that's going to happen, I think that's going to be the big shebang. I think that's when the new world is going to take effect. That's when they're going to want a one-world government. And it makes sense to me because, remember, America's money is the only money that's been allowed to go to other countries. And we were able to spend these money in other countries, and they accepted the money, right? So that's why they're saying it's going to be a global thing. So when that happens, I mean, the only thing that I think that's messed up is that they can bring back slavery in a sense of whenever you're in debt, the only way to pay that back, if you can't pay it, you're going to have to work for free.
Well, the prison system is slavery.
Yeah.
Once they privatize
it. Right, but I mean, it's even the prison system and all that, what you have to understand is that none of that money is going back into society or the state. You know, privately owned corporations that are taking all the money and they're not putting it back.
That's the same thing that happened during slavery, though. During slavery, all the money went to the plantation owners.
Right, and that's what we're going through now. People don't realize that, this is what a lot of the politicians back then, like Lincoln and Kennedy, was trying to avoid and was trying to warn the people, telling them.
Was trying to avoid what?
Warn the people, tell them about the corporate world, taking over.
Lincoln was trying to warn the people of that?
Lincoln was trying to stop the British from printing our money.
No, we were already past that point. We were already past that point. When you're talking about Lincoln, the South was talking about seceding and creating their own currency, separate from what was already established here in the United States.
Right, but he was against that.
That had nothing to do with the British, though. That had nothing to do with the British.
If you look into, right now, if you look into the currency, right, I found out that the only bill that the United States owns is the dollar bill at this point in time. Anything else higher than that, other countries own it.
Well, the dollar bill is not even...
Our money is worthless. It's fiat currency.
Yeah.
It has no value.
Fiat currency, exactly. Right. There's nothing backing it up. Exactly, right. But I mean...
So it's not just the dollar bill. It's the $5 bill. It's the 20. It's the 50.
Yeah,
it's the 100.
Right, but I mean, the whole technology behind that what America is doing is that she's believing that all these other bills they own, because there's I can't remember the website where you go, and if you have a $20 bill, $5 bill, 10 or 20 and up, and you put down the serial number on that bill, they'll tell you what country owns it.
So what you're talking about is capital reserves. Because the United States is the only country, being that every other country's currency is based off the dollar, the United States is the only country that can actually print its own money. So other countries can't print money until they see how the U.S. dollar is
working. But all that is more in depth. That's what they're doing. Every time the Federal Reserve print money, the more money they print, the more we go in debt.
Well, but, back again to Thomas Jefferson. He warned against centralized banking. That was back in the 1700s. Centralized banking has never worked. Never. Throughout the history of mankind.
The only people that are going to suffer, really, in the beginning is us.
Well, the general population is the only one that are meant to suffer. That's by
always been that way. Always been that way.
Always.
And believe it or not, we have the power, really, but people aren't conscious enough to understand what's going on. They've been manipulated into believing what's not.
Well, why do you think they always harp on the story in the Bible of the shepherd and the sheep?
Right.
It's a divine right. Yeah. If you're the shepherd, a good shepherd never lets his flock see one of the sheep get fleeced. You take that one sheep away, you keep the flock together. That way you don't know what, the whole group doesn't know what's going on.
Right. And then and people still to this day don't believe that they, the way they plot to turn people against each other. You know, they really do believe that they want peace and they want people to be, you know, united.
Yeah, I mean, it's all propaganda.
Yeah, it's an illusion.
You know,
it's an illusion that people live by, the illusional fact that people put in their head. They think it's a fact, but it's really illusions.
Yep.
You know, lies, propaganda, which, you know, all falls into propaganda. But it's came to the point now, these people are not going to wake up until it happens. So it's too late. And they'll be the ones that goes out first.
Right.
Because they're going to get fresh.
It's like history repeating itself. I mean, I always say when, I'm pretty sure when Hitler was trying to take over, a lot of people were warned.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people knew about it, and they were saying, listen, this is going to happen. And a lot of people didn't believe it.
Actually, it's just the opposite. It's the same thing that they run in the same playbook now that Hitler ran.
Right.
Hitler exactly. Blew up the Reichstag. He created an event that galvanized the people, and he said, hey, there's the enemy. We need to band together. He got on this whole propaganda push.
Right. This is why it happened.
Majority of the German people had no idea what was going on. They didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even. A lot of the Germans didn't even know there were concentration camps. Unless you were in the military,
right.
You didn't know.
It's like what's going on right now.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, and a lot of people still going.
Well, Hitler had two armies.
Yeah, and
well,
what a lot of people don't realize is that there were more Jews. Stalin killed 20 million Jews during the same time period. Germany killed,
mm-hmm.
what, six? Stalin killed three times that,
mm-hmm.
during the Bolshevik Revolution.
Right.
He killed 20 million, and he gets no credit for it. He gets no press because all they pump is the Holocaust. That's it. So if Germany had a Holocaust, what the hell did Russia have going on?
Right.
20 million?
I mean, they right. They, well, you already know, man.
And Stalin, he's just a blip on the radar screen.
Yep.
You look at History Channel, you're going to always see something with Nazi Germany. Always.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Always.
Well, you know, but now, man, you got to look at the technology now that they have. Now we have this, the internet, you know, and like shows like this and other things, you know. You know, there's a lot of things on the internet you really can't believe. Some of them are bullshit. But, you know, this here, like, the reason I want to do this show and, you know, I hang out at Perry's show all the time is because people need to get an understanding what really is going on.
Yeah.
You know, don't wait for the media to feed the bullshit to you because they're spoon feeding it to you and it ain't what you think. You know, alternative media is definitely revolutionized big time. You know, a lot of your newspapers are going out of business anymore. People don't even read the newspaper much anymore at all. They got the internet. It's all uncontrolling system. That's what they want to do with it. You know, they want to use the internet to control us. You know, I've seen prison designs that, you know, like Tams in Illinois, that prison there, it's all video. Everything's video. Everything's controlled through a TV screen. You know, you don't have much human contact at all.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so, I mean, but your house will become your own prison. You know what I mean?
Yep. And the tricky part to the internet is that when it first came out, just like anything when it first comes out,
uh-huh.
it's pretty pure. Mm-hmm. But then as time goes on, and what they've done with the internet is that first you were getting, you were just getting information, period. And
right,
then they
right.
started flooding it with disinformation. So that's
right.
why you get all these people who jump up. Like when we have conversations like this, the first thing they'll, what's the first thing that comes out of their mouth? Oh, you're one of those conspiracy theorists.
Right.
The catch, that's the catchphrase now. But what
yeah.
I always
yeah.
tell people is what you do is you, for whatever you're researching, go to multiple sources. Wherever you see
right.
a common thread, that's
mm-hmm.
where the truth is.
Right, right.
It's not
right.
it's
got,
not in that one thing you read. You got to go to like three or four sources. And when you see a pattern start to develop, it's not going to be throughout everything you see. It's going to be embedded in there. And you're going to, it's going to be like, oh, I read this when I was at the other site. Let me go to another site. And you'll see the same thing. That's when you know that that part of it is what's actually going on. The rest of
right.
it is just, the, way,
right.
the rest of it is just window dressing.
Right. That's, you know, I mean, I'm a researcher and a half. It comes between the internet and my telephone, you know what I mean? Or I physically show up there. You know, I'm that kind of person. You know, I want to know. I want to know exactly what's going on. It's getting to the point, man, anymore. Reality is an ugly, ugly thing anymore, you know? It ain't all peaches and cream as people think it is.
Yep.
You know, reality is setting in now around what I'm seeing around here in my area. You know, people are starting to catch on a little bit about some of this. They don't understand it, but they're catching on, you know.
Right.
But
right.
I still, people are just getting tired. They're getting tired, man, you know.
Even through history, I mean, when you go in and read history, man, it gives you a lot of answers to what's going on nowadays, you know?
Right, it repeats itself.
I think that's also important to do, like go back to history and just see how, you know, most of it is repeating itself.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's no longer we the people no more.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's the other, you know?
Yeah.
It's sad.
We
you
are
know, like
human livestock. That's what we are.
Have any of you guys ever seen the movie called They Live?
Yes.
No.
That's with it's with the wrestler Roddy Piper.
Right.
You ought to check that out. Check that movie out if you've never seen it. It's probably on YouTube. It's called They Live, and what it is that there's a certain group of people. Everybody's disenfranchised. The rich are, you know, it's almost, it's similar to Escape from New York. It's just that it's not modern like that, where
mm-hmm.
they just have a wall set up, and then if you're on one side of the wall, basically the whole city's a prison. It's
mm-hmm.
not like that. Everybody's poor, everybody's destitute, but then there's this one group of people who have figured out what's going on. And what happens is that Roddy arbitrarily runs into these people, and he goes to a meeting, and he puts on these glasses. And when he puts on these glasses and he starts walking around, he's looking at billboards, he's looking at signs, and he's actually seeing the subliminal messages
right.
behind what's actually there. Like when he pulls out
yeah.
the money, he pulls out a dollar bill, and he looks at it with the glasses on, and it says, "We own you."
Right.
You gotta check
right,
that
movie
out.
Exactly, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
That movie is
wow.
freaky. That movie
yeah,
is freaky.
I'll watch that.
And then, and then to take it a step further, it's when he has when you have the glasses on, you're able to see who's human and who's not.
Wow.
And there are aliens walking around in human skin, looking just like everybody else, but without
right.
the glasses, you can't see them.
Oh wow. Wow.
Yeah, check it out. It's a freaky movie. It's a freaky movie. And it's an old movie, too. I think that movie came out in, like, the
yeah.
early 80s, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, movies have messages, man. A lot of these movies, you know, like,
oh,
like The
yeah.
Matrix. Like The
yeah.
Matrix,
yeah.
you know, a lot of people, oh, that was a cool flick, but they never caught the picture, you know, until
right.
later on. Now, it's this time, and, you know.
I think they've been giving us information from way back then in movies and things. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I always say like Star Trek. You remember when they used to show this guy talk about beam me up, Scotty, and it was like a cell phone. They let us know we were gonna have cell phones.
Mm-hmm. You
know?
Right.
I can do you one better than that. Anybody ever seen Fahrenheit 451?
That sounds familiar.
That was made. That was a British movie. That was a British movie, and the theme of the movie is that, you know how we have like the things for a fire alarm that you can hit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, what they did on the streets, they had these like little fire alarm type boxes set up, so mm-hmm. that if you saw anybody with a book, you stuck a piece
right.
of paper in it, the fire department would come. And they would burn the books
because
mm-hmm. nobody was allowed to read. Now, here was the funny part of the movie, and it goes by real quick. This guy is in his house, and I think this movie was made in like the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
The dude had a flat screen television in his house on the
wall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He had a flat screen TV.
Right.
Remind me of the Twilight Zone, though, when I saw that movie. I don't know what you're talking about.
Fahrenheit 451, you said it was?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
And the fire department, instead of putting fires out, the fire department set fires.
Starting fires.
Damn.
That's
Damn.
What they did.
Mm-hmm.
They set fires. They didn't put fires out.
That's right. Have you ever watched The Spook Who Sat by the Door?
Yeah.
No, I never watched that.
The
FBI.
Yeah, I read the book too.
Echo or something. Background noise.
I read the book also.
Oh, okay.
Spook Who Sat by the Door.
Yes.
The movie industry is
the
show us what we're going to see in the future.
Right. Did you read Beheld the Pale Horse by William Cooper?
Yeah. Yeah.
Another deep book, man.
Yeah. Also, Rule by Secrecy.
Right.
Tex Mars, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Yes.
It's all out there.
Yes.
It's all out there.
Sure is.
And these plans are thousands of years old.
You know what's real freaky about that book with William Cooper? That he mentioned that they were going to kill him. He said, when this book comes out, he said, within a few months, I'll be dead. You remember that? He mentioned
that?
Yeah. And sure enough, the man was dead.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow.
Didn't they kill him in his yard? And a shootout.
Don't know about that one.
I'm trying to go on memory.
Man had his legs were missing. I know he was in a wheelchair. They tried to kill him
really?
The first time. He winded up in a wheelchair.
But see, now we've moved to an age. The plan is so far in effect now that they won't even do anything like that. It's okay to let everything out in the open. Now,
right? Because they're so far ahead.
Yep.
They're so far ahead that it don't matter. They already know they you know.
Well, they think
they got. What,
they think they
got
think
what
they
want.
Got. Yeah, but they,
well,
they think they
got it right because
right.
Right, there's a lot of people that are ready, you know, to mm-hmm. flip the script.
Yeah.
Right,
well,
right.
You know what? That script needs to be flipped like now.
Yeah.
But remember this,
yeah.
though. The deal is this.
A couple years ago would have been better.
There's a lot of people, what people don't realize is that there's a lot of people that are ready to go all out. And if there's got to be another revolutionary war, there will be. And however, you know, it's got to go down, it's going to go down. And people aren't, like, you know, some people may sit back and let it. A lot of people that won't. And,
Look at the gun sales.
We better learn how to steal some F-16s and some stealths and some what's that helicopter they got? The Tomahawk or Apache? Yeah,
right.
we'll need some of those too.
But check this out,
AH-49.
they're sleeping on is this. Remember, there are people in the military and all that, right, that they're not down with that. You know what I'm saying? And they won't say anything, but there's a lot of people that are ready, that are in the military itself, that are going to turn against what they're talking about, okay?
Yeah, their army, own army turns against them, right.
Condition for you to go out and kill their own family and their own people, no. You know, so
that's why they're bringing foreign troops in now.
It off.
But that's even worse.
But they're bringing foreign troops in this country. You know, country. Why are the UN got vehicles over here? What's that all about? You know what I mean?
Because guns ain't going to get it done. That's not enough.
No.
Guns aren't enough.
Compared to what they have, like, they have some that we're not even aware of, man.
They control the oil, the energy, and they got it all, and we don't.
Yep.
So there you go.
Yeah, but remember, once again, the people that they have using that against the people, you know what I mean? How are these people playing it off like they're consistent?
Well, you know the other thing, man, to tell you the truth about it, look at Snowden, look at Manning, you know what I'm saying? There are people on the inside rolling over on them. You see what I mean? So,
right,
you know, I know they're trying to figure out if all these people we got work for us roll over on us at one time, we're in trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are people in there, once again, that they're not going to go along with that shit. They're going to act like this, that, and the third. They ain't going to go along with it. There's going to be some that don't give a damn. They'll kill their own family. Yeah, they're that condition.
Right. Right.
A lot of them that ain't gonna do that. They're gonna, you know, they're actually gonna be on our side.
Right, and it's gonna be the majority of them. You know, why would you go kill your own people? You know what I mean? Why would you just do that? Blatantly, just go out and kill your own people, man. You know, what about your mom and dad? You better go to the house and take them out too while you're at it. You know?
Right. I was reading this thing about the New World Order, how they were planning to do, the way they were planning to go about it was. They were going to take, and they were going to take the people in the military from in the United States and send them to other countries. Cops, and then the cops from other countries to come over here and patrol. So that way, they won't think twice to shoot someone.
Right, right.
Right. That's one of the ways that they were planning on doing it. Is what I heard.
Well, that's what they're doing, because that's why we spread out all over the world.
Right, but it's like this old saying I was told by an old man one time. He goes, "You can't shoot your own dog, but you can shoot your neighbors." You know.
Right.
So there you go. Right. So, yeah, man, it's gonna be sad. It's gonna be soon. I mean, I'll be dead for whatever comes of that bullshit. It's accelerating a lot.
Yes.
A lot. It's actually about to break out of control. And it's going to be more than one thing. It's going to be complete chaos worldwide. You know, people are just going to get tired. And once it does settle down, whatever's left of it, people will be more back into the old colony ways. You know, that's the way it'll be. The government will be gone, I'm sure. You know, there won't be no more government. So I don't know how it's going to play. No, I don't know what the
end
game is.
Ron, we have 10 minutes left.
In another country. A lot of people are taking over the government. You know?
Yeah.
Are they saying they're tired of this shit?
United States for sale. Is there a sale sign in the middle of the country? You know?
Yeah, all over the place.
And the realtor is the U.S. government.
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve is the
no,
bank.
No, it's going to be the Vatican is going to be the realtor.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, they have most of the land here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it's only a piece of paper. Don't mean shit when it comes down. When it comes unglued, it won't matter for shit. It won't matter. You claim whatever you want, but you ain't getting shit no more. I mean, it's sad, you know, but they played us off well. They played this country off very well.
Yes, they did.
You know, when Paul Revere said the British were coming, they came, we kicked them out, they came back in the back door. They never left.
Thank you. I always I said, remember history. They say they lost the war. The king and queen didn't cross their arms and said, well, we lost, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all they did was came in, and act like they were running from the king and queen spies came here.
Uh-huh.
And that's why we have so much, they used to say, we're going to get into the Constitution, do exactly what we wanted to do before, tax them for the land.
Right, right.
Yeah. That's what we get exactly what they were fighting for.
But they kept on doing it, man. They still do it. They keep adding
tax. That's what's going on right now, exactly what they didn't want.
Right, and to give you a little, I'm going to give you guys a little information, a little news. Recently it hit me here down in Missouri. I was watching the local news, and City Utilities in Springfield, Missouri, is going to increase their power rate 13% every month for the next 3 months. So how much percent is that? When doing math, and I might be correct, it's 39% power increase within 3 months. So that's almost half. So if you're paying $100 or $200 a month for a power bill now, man, you're talking $300. And your income ain't increasing. You know what I mean? Then your payments raise on your house, like the housing bubble. It's still going on to people. Like I said on another show, the deficit, the debt the country owes ain't shit compared to what consumer debt is in this country.
Yeah.
It's off the chart. Big time. Big time. You know, so, I mean, you know, that's how they did it. The big money pumping system. When they started dishing credit cards out like crazy. Everybody went crazy right along with it. Right to Walmart. You know. Best Buy. But, you know, Best Buy, what was it, Circuit City, they went out. Best Buy's cut out. I mean, there's a lot of things closing up. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting ugly, man.
Nobody beats the Wiz or the
Yep.
The Oz.
Close up.
Yeah.
A lot of these companies, if you think about it, go back and think about, remember those companies, those stores that they ain't around no more?
Yeah.
Was a big one. They went and I heard that
and
Hanes, the underwear.
And Macy's.
Underwear company, Hanes, they're in India now. And a lot of these companies that were here left to another country because...
Hey, Europe, Woolworth, you said Woolworth out in Germany. I said, what? I didn't see Woolworth in years. And I was in Germany. I said, what the hell? The same logo, everything. I said,
wow.
They left probably five of bankruptcy here and set up shop somewhere else.
What it is that, again, you have so many private corporations setting up these different laws to make money. They were getting them with liability, the liability for the people, you know. If you had a store like that, you hired somebody, you know, for the insurance and for this and that. It was way too much, man. So those people, they said, we'd rather leave to another country. We're going to have to pay all that shit. And we could pay people lower than minimum wage.
And you said, you mentioned Circuit City. It's crazy because, well, like these electronic companies, they supposedly go out of, bankrupt or out of business, but yet what they really do is they change their name into another electronic, company.
Right.
Do y'all remember Crazy Eddie?
Yep.
I heard of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We remember a company called Tipton Appliances?
No.
They were a big conglomerate. They went out pretty quick.
Alexander's.
They were kind of like a Best Buy now. Either.
They said Kodak is
gone.
I don't know if they're already there, but Kodak was...
Well, you know, Kmart got sold out to Sears. Sears bought Kmart
out. Kmart is a part of Sears.
And what keeps Sears going?
And Discover Card.
Right.
They'll fix the card, too.
Kmart's going down in numbers. I don't see many people at Kmart anymore.
Walmart said that. They were afraid of Walmart.
Yeah. Well, Walmart's big. It's a monster. But Sears, I don't know what keeps Sears going. That's got to be old money keeping that place trucking.
Yeah, well, I told you they're part of the banks.
Right,
Sears is a part of Morgan Stanley, Discover Card,
and
Kmart. Pardon me?
You used to own AOL.
Oh, really?
Yes, they did.
AOL and CNN are together.
Yeah, AOL, that's a dead animal.
You have to be held accountable for what they're doing.
Right.
Held accountable. We must prosecute them.
Well, the two big survivors are going to be Walmart and McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know,
probably, because people are going to go to McDonald's.
The big one, one of the other big ones, just Subway's gotten big. You know, Subway's done real well. I like Subway. If I'm eating any poison,
I've been here in a long time.
Because Subway's my usual hit, but you know, they'll go out next. And I'm praying the good Lord White Castle don't fail him. I wish they'd build one here. I told him I'd give them the money to do it.
You and your White Castle.
Yeah, man. Matter of fact, I got some coming this week. This week coming up. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I got somebody taking a trip to St. Louis, man. And I said, look, here's the deal. I want you to order me six cases.
Okay, make it really quick, Ron. We're down to less than 3 minutes.
You got 3 minutes left. All right, anyway, support your local White Castle.
So, talk about, I don't like to eat fast food because I see a lot of crazy things going on. And you know what I saw on the internet about Subway? This guy was putting
you want Susie now?
Talia. It's on the bread.
Well, that's nice. Now you just turned me off Subway.
He took
that's nice.
On the internet.
You hurt my back, baby.
Oh, God.
Y'all, Subway.
Oh, what a world.
Yeah, check it out. We're going to run out of time. It's been fun tonight. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming to my show tonight, and especially, you know, the lady. Antoinette.
Antoinette.
Yeah, Antoinette. Auntie for being my co-host. Love her dearly. But I want to thank everyone.
I love you too, but you're going to learn how to say my name.
Antoinette.
Pardon me?
Antoinette.
Oh, my dad used to call me Antoinette. He could never say my name.
Antoinette, that's your name, Antoinette. All right.
No, I told you that's what my dad used to call me. My daddy called me that. He could never say my name. It was either Antoinette or Antoinette.
Well, he lives on.
So why your mama give you that name?
My cousin that's in California now, she picked Antoinette. My aunt, my dad's sister, she picked my middle name.